What's up, guys? It is episode 549. Kurt here.
Doug here.
We're doing the intros. This podcast was a ton of fun, and it goes from one spectrum of conversation all the way into another world of another spectrum of conversation. But that's what makes this episode fun. Talk about some cool stuff. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
We were drunk. Well, we progressively got more drunk. Yeah. It's a longer episode.
You can tell.
We're with great friends. So just know that going in, explicit language. We'll give you everything from pull back and let go all the way into
tattoos
and feeling like a piece of shit because you didn't work enough at your dreams. But anyway, so that's what we're doing. As you probably noticed, we have joined the Waypoint Network, and we're kind of like rolling into our official launch of being on Waypoint. We're happy to be there. There is automated ads on the show, as you know. You can skip them. Ain't hurting our feelings, but we're working really hard to try and get, you know, Eric and I don't know if Doug's going to quit a government job, but if it pays out well enough, yeah. I'm sure he would. But we're chasing a dream here, so I hope you guys understand that. I know it's annoying, but it just comes with the territory. But we appreciate the support. Also, the new VIP tier on Patreon. Shout out to you guys that jumped into the VIP tier.
The homies.
We got some cool stuff we're planning. Eric's working on some merch. So let me see where we're at here. Eric's working on some custom merch for you guys.
Boom.
I don't know how to like filter through to just see the VIP tier. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I have no clue.
There's a way to do it. I was going to give you guys a shout out, but I don't really know what I'm doing.
You know who you are. Shout out to you.
Yeah, shout out to you guys. We'll get you on there. Anyway, we appreciate you guys if you did jump on that. You guys got to, our Patreon members got to watch Steve eat a scorpion pepper on our Patreon Live last week, which was a ton of fun. Anyway, let's get...
we should have had him do that at the end of the episode, because he was gone.
He was gone for like 25 minutes and then came back, and apparently shit his pants on the way home. Or did he puke on the way home?
Yeah. Should I say it?
Yeah.
I think he took a shit in a ditch.
Oh, he did? Great. That's nice. All right. Well, that's what happens on Patreon. Good family fun. The podcast is brought to you by Elite Archery. Some new bows from Elite. Have you been on there and seen them? An update. Our code for bows no longer works. Elite has restructured some things, so they're not selling bows online anymore. We're sorry about that. The code for Elite for Elite Bows is no longer available. We're going to work on getting that code back for the rest of the Outdoor Group products.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, some new bows out from them. Check them out if you have not seen
that.
I'm bummed that we can't have that code for listeners. I know that code got used a lot, so we appreciate the support there. We'll do what we can to
we'll try our best
get that back. The podcast also brought to you by Big Time. Update the code WCB2022 works until December 31st. After that, what does the code change to, Doug?
2023.
WCB2023. It actually rhymes better. So that will be the code starting first of the year. Just think about what year it is. If you forgot, refer to this part of the episode.
Just look at your phone.
You save some money there on your frost seeding. If you're going to do some clover, your supplemental feed after season or during season, that's legal where you're at. And there's some exciting stuff coming. We have an episode in a couple weeks coming with Big Time that we're going to break down some exciting stuff coming. It's also very exciting. How many times can I say exciting?
I don't know. It's going to be exciting.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
You think it's going to, what do you think it's going to be?
Exciting.
Oh, nice.
That is exciting. Code WCB2022-2023. Get in some Big Ten stuff.
Get yourself in Big Ten.
Huntworth gear. Did you see the video on YouTube about what we like to use for whitetails and Huntworth? It's on our YouTube if you haven't. We did get probably the most messages this year about Huntworth over anything. And Huntworth is a brand that's always improving. And I love that about Huntworth. And they have us included in the conversation. So that being said, if you have bought some Huntworth and you'd like to see a change with a pocket or whatever, or you don't think this is warm enough or this could change, let us know. That's great feedback.
Yeah.
So we can let them know or write them directly. Hey, I'm a WCB listener. I got a garment because WCB recommended it. Here's what I'd like to see change in the future. they really take note on that, and they really care about producing a quality product at a good price.
Or just tell them how much you love it.
Or just tell them how much you love it. But the, what I'm getting at is it's a company where they're willing to mold and change to get better, which I don't think a lot of companies offer that like transparency, which I think is badass.
Don't seem sick of doing that.
Well, maybe they do. I don't know. But
no, they don't.
For this sake right now, they definitely don't do that.
Without any information we know, no, they definitely don't do that.
Not knowing any facts, they don't do it.
Zero facts, they don't.
But check out Huntworth. You can use code WCB15. Get yourself into some Huntworth gear. Great people. And damn, is Tarnan a good-looking camo. Does it get better?
I don't know. Maybe.
It's right now, it's my favorite camo of all time. Of all time.
Whoa. Damn.
There's some good-looking camos out there. But like applicable across all terrains and good looks.
You look good in it.
Me specifically?
You and everyone else.
Okay. Okay. Nice. Nice save. So check out Tarnan from Huntworth if you're wanting to see some pretty camo. WCB15. And Scent Crusher. Scent Crusher is pretty much gets ran at the studio every day. Somebody farts. We run a room clean.
Hit the button.
The gear bags, the roller bags, we basically live out of them during season in the truck. So check them out. It's a great way to organize, not only scent killing, it's a great way to organize your gear in the off season too, with the closets and everything like that. So, and they look good. That helps too. So check out Scent Crusher. Old Barn Taxidermy, man. Did you guys check out the podcast last week with Old Barn and Stuart Pringle?
Loved it.
January 7th, coming up quick. Mark your calendars. We're doing the clinic with Old Barn and Pringle Safaris. And we're going to basically teach you everything you need to know about going to Africa. So please come out and support us on that and drink some beer with us. Leupold Optics. Leupold's always killing it. If we're talking rangefinders, binoculars, rifle scopes, red dots. I actually got a setup for my Glock 10mm that I got to put on. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that.
Fancy.
So that's a new venture for me. And I'm sure we'll dive into more detail on the firearm side of things with the new series coming that we announced, Victory Drive, with Leupold there. So check out Leupold.
Check out their clothing, too.
Dude, performance eyewear is the move.
And their jackets.
Their jackets are nice. Everything Leupold does is just top tier, man. The top
bino
tier.
Harnesses.
Their bino harnesses are great.
Love them.
We can keep going. We don't have a code for Leupold, but we should get one. I wonder if I can pull that off. Camo Fire podcast also brought to you by Camo Fire and Black Ovis. But let's all right, we're gonna go to Camo Fire right now. Doug, do you have the app on your phone, or you just visit it through a browser?
I go through a browser, like a nerd.
You can download the app right now. There's tree stands available, sticks available of multiple different brands. There's actually a saddle on here, bow hooks, ooh, phone holders, bow hooks, lifelines, safety harnesses, like 30% off. The deals revolve every day. So check it out on there. They have $4.99. That's a big bow hook.
Dude, I like that.
See, this is what we do. We start watching it.
Pole saw.
Expandable pole saws. Ground blinds. All sorts of stuff. So check out Camo Fire. Links in our description that pops up. Or download the app and get yourself some motherfucking deals.
Them deals.
And Dialed Archery. That was kind of like a big news for us. Switching site companies. Dialed is the shit. They offer basically a multiple pin inside a single pin. They offer, if you want your sight tape on the inside, the outside, color, different color options. Instead of being a dial lock, there's a dial break. Mm-hmm. That's some questions we had from a few of you guys. I like the break because if you have it locked in a quick situation, you got a buck coming in, you can almost power through the break and still move your dial, but on the shot and then just moving through brush or whatever, it's not going to move on you.
Yeah.
So bunch of benefits to that. It's made here, and we have a code working class for free shipping on Dialed.
They're slick.
They're very, it's the most attractive looking bow sight in the game.
Can't stop looking at it.
Kind of futuristic looking.
Yeah.
I like that.
The future. Welcome to the future.
Welcome. And the podcast is brought to you by Novix Tree Stands. Are you a Hilo or an Echo guy?
Echo.
Are you a regular stick or a double stick guy?
I've been always a
regular. You're an Echo guy?
Yeah, I've always been a regular stick, but I like the doubles now.
Okay.
Because you know, like when you climb up your stand and you always kind of mess it up.
You have the, like the sticks are alternating the wrong way.
And then so you're using your feet and stuff to
move. Okay.
But the double, no mistakes.
Let me ask you this. Are you a full length or are you a mini stick guy?
I'm a full length.
Okay. And I almost forgot this. I got to read you guys this here. So there's something new coming. If I can freaking get my email to work, I want to make sure I have these details right, because there's a big giveaway from Novix. Here it is.
I'm full length, full staff, you know?
I like full length as well. Okay. So Novix is going to do a giveaway, and it's not just a random giveaway. It's more of like a giving back thing. You follow me here, Doug?
I'm following.
So it's not just like get on there, we're just going to pick some random person to win. This is a good thing.
Okay.
That's a good thing too, giving free stuff to random people.
No, it's all good.
But this is giving back. So there's going to be four prizes, giving away over $11,000 in prizes, including two packages, a rifle hunting package, and an archery hunting package.
Whoa.
And this is going to run through January 6th. So what you can do, you can nominate someone to win this at NovixOutdoors.com. So the ultimate rifle package, it's a total of $5,300. Browning X-Bolt, 28 Nozzler, bolt action rifle, loophole setups, loophole eyewear. There's footwear involved. There's knives involved. A Novix Echo ready to hunt system plus apparel package. That alone, $650 value.
Woof.
The ultimate archery package, little more than the rifle package, actually about $5,500 value. A new bow, dialed archery, custom built Arxos bow sight.
Whoa,
that's in there. Loopholes, pro guides, binos, the eyewear, footwear, all sorts of good stuff, and a Novix Hilo hunt ready system and apparel package, $650 value.
I'd like to win that.
Yeah, I'd like to win this. But I don't think we're eligible to win.
What?
So here's what you do. You can nominate someone to win. All about giving back to someone in need. So go to Novix Outdoors, nominate someone, tell them why, and maybe they'll win.
Hook up your buddy.
That's pretty cool.
Or your buddy hooks you up.
How about hook each other up?
Whoa.
How close of friends are you?
Gotta get the homies.
So that's pretty exciting news from Novix. That's cool. That's a big giveaway, yeah. And that's a fun one, too. Yeah. So, yeah, there you go. Lots of other goodies in there, too. So, and I didn't read out all this.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff on there.
And I read because I'm an idiot. Doug can't read, so I had to read it.
It's far away. I can't read that.
So, yeah, isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that's super cool.
So check out Novix Tree Stands. Tell them we sent you. Use code WCB2022. And enter a buddy. Let's give back to someone in need. And whatever it is, NovixOutdoors.com. Check them out. And Doug, you got a veteran shout out?
I do.
I almost forgot.
No, I wouldn't have. I got you. Submitted by Zach Childers. The veteran is Bobby Childers. In the U.S. Army. It says here, I want to give this shout out to my dad. He served in the U.S. Army 10th Mountain Division. Just like anybody else who else has a dad, mine was a bad motherfucker. Growing up, he taught me and my brother how not to be a huge, raging, pussified Democrats. He got me in the outdoors at a young age, killing squirrels, rabbits, and whatever else was legal at the time. Little did he know, he ignited my passion for the both of us. I spent all my money and time hunting. I couldn't afford to smoke weed or do cool things like meth.
All right.
He gave me his old PSE Phaser 2 back when I was 13, and I spent a solid year shooting bent aluminum shaft arrows in the yard.
Nice.
If it wasn't for him, I probably would have ended up dead, face down in a ditch with pants around my ankles. Unfortunately, he passed away in 2013.
Ah, man.
It completely changed everything about hunting for me. Now I talk to him in the stand. Sounds crazy, but I shit you not. That SOB sends deer to me nowadays. That's pretty cool.
I believe that, man.
I know he's chasing booners up there now, and the both of us will get to hunt together again one day. If he doesn't kill them all, I love you, Pops. Says he killed a goose at 90 yards with a bow on the luckiest fucking shot ever. I still call bullshit.
Oh, man. Well, what a up and down of a veteran shout out.
That was a good one.
Sounds like a good, good dude. Yeah,
thanks for doing that, Zach, and thank you for your service, and rest in peace, Bobby.
Man, that's That's a fun one.
There's some good ones in there.
Man, if his old man's up there killing booners and mine is...
Nothing left.
It's like, man, I might as well just go to hell at this point.
You think there's bigger deer in hell?
Yeah, there's probably no deer. There might be coos deer in hell. That's fucked up. Man. Well, that's a good... that veteran shout-out understood our vibe.
Yeah. Should I read the address? It's kind of funny.
It's a fake address?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
It just says it. Super dead for the address.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
It says give it to another vet for the ad, for the address and prize.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for submitting that onto the episode. A little long-winded in the intro, but we miss you guys.
Yeah, we just miss talking to you guys.
Miss talking to you guys. Hope you enjoy it. It's a long one. Hold on tight. Make sure there's no kids around. Do the right thing.
I'm Chase Rolson with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody, it's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys, this is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Munt from Bone Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Buckman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right. This is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from The Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
It's really, really not that good.
It is episode 549 of the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast. Kurt Geyer speaking. Thank you for joining us. Hey, Doug.
Doug Schmidt.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
What's up with you? What's new with Doug?
Nothing.
You got nothing else going on, huh?
Zero.
You sure? We'll get into that. Austin Chandler's in the house.
Hello.
The Lord's wife is also in the house.
Hey.
Stuart Pringle.
Back again.
Guest hosting this time.
Yep.
Going to teach us all some lessons on podcasting and badassery. Thanks for being here again.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
We have two guests of the hour. Our friends from Pull Back and Let Go, Angler's Haven Resort, Pink House Neon, Kelsey and Jordan Ginsmer are in the house. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Kelsey, this is your first time on the WCB podcast,
it
right?
It is. Thank you for having me down here.
Are you nervous?
Thinking no. That you're going to probably take over Jordan's roles for features on the WCB podcast features for Pullback. And think? I feel like Jordan kind of knows this a little as he stares off you to think? The left in space.
I'm a good boy. I'll just look out the door at the deer.
Yeah. Hey, you really just have to sit there and drink.
That's right.
It's a pretty good gig.
It is.
Is it fair to say, because there's two wives in here, that your guys' wives don't suck?
I think that'd be a fair assumption.
That's a very fair assumption. Yep.
Or do they? What's up?
Easy.
I think we talked about this last
time. Easy. There's children listening. What's up, guys? Thanks for coming. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
You guys, you're down here hunting, Jordan.
Yep.
With Austin, and you just drove down to podcast.
I did. I left this morning. It was about 8 hours to come down.
Appreciate you coming to us to podcast. That means a lot.
Well, I was excited to come down here and get away for a day and hang out with you guys. And yeah.
Well, we appreciate the partnership with Pull Back and Let Go. Mm-hmm. And Jordan made that kick-ass sign, the Antler Mike logo for our bar through Pink House Neon.
Happy it's still working.
It's the dude. That's a star of the show in this building, man.
Well, Leah and I were just talking about it tonight. a little red light special action.
It is kind of a red light special. It's fucking badass.
Oh yeah.
It don't get any cooler than that. Are you still doing a lot of neons? Well, okay, yeah. We didn't talk about it.
Yeah, we should talk about it. We bought a different house. I think I mentioned this 100 years ago on a different podcast, and I have been working on our pole shed that's on the new property, kind of converting it to Pink House Neons, I guess.
2.0.
2.0.
And it's epic.
We kept the name. Yeah, it's turning out good.
Bigger, better, brighter.
Super.
Super.
We moved a year and a half ago.
Yeah, right. But I kind of got inspired by Austin's man cave with the barnwood, and mm-hmm. so we bought barnwood for it, and just trying to create that rustic vibe. But
yeah, comforting feeling.
Yeah, still have, you know, like the shop 5 tube. So
well, that was also it was a pole shed. I mean, it was down.
Yeah,
to
it was down.
So
to, it was down. I mean, we literally did stuff. The whole thing. So
couldn't slate.
He's just waiting for propane and some like 220 or whatever.
And more time.
Yeah.
Hey, have you ever made a neon sign that said like girls, girls, girls or like live nudes or anything like that?
No, not that cool.
Can you make us one for our, we got a new building. Can you make
us
one?
We got to come up with something better than
you
that.
You did a WFO one. Ooh. That's what it's like.
Hey, our wives don't suck and yeah. I want it to flash.
Yeah. that could be a jam.
What if instead of girls, 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 it's bucks, bucks, bucks?
That'd be
that might be awesome. Badass. I like that.
All right.
And see, then, we can go so much better than stuff that's already been done
before.
You're right. You know, like, why would you do something that's been done before?
Hey, my bad.
Do whatever you want.
My bad.
Yeah.
And a whole new space to put it in.
That's right. Huh? Yeah, we're expanding. We're the slumlords of New Windsor right now.
Yes, Ed is going to be some slumlord right now. It's beautiful. Dude, it's going to be sweet.
We're so hood. And then Pull Back and Let Go has a lot of shit going on right now. Let's dive into it. First of all, what is Pull Back and Let Go? And how the hell did you get it going? To refresh people who don't know.
So Pull Back and Let Go was established, let's call it established, back in 2018-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Got invited to go to ATA, brought a buddy, and I kind of had it in my head, and we kind of used to say it like, oh, we're going to go hunting tonight. Let's go pull back and let go on a big buck or you know whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy's like, that's kind of catchy. And I'm like, I thought so.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he's like, you should see if there's a Facebook or Instagram like handle available. And there was. So I grabbed it. And he's like, oh, we'll have a bunch of followers by the end of the weekend. And I'm like, yeah, right. So anyway, I'm not saying it was for fun. I'm not saying it was, you know, not a thing. But it kind of started that way.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. It's like just an Instagram page, you know?
Yeah.
And
bar napkin ideas.
And then
I like that.
You
There's
know,
a lot of contracts written at the bar.
Yeah.
On bar napkins.
You know, it's like, so then we're like, well, I want to come up with a logo. And I had this idea in my head and a graphic design buddy of mine kind of put it to life. And then we, the other half of the logo, the actual pullback writing was done by Kayla Powers, Jake Powers'
yeah.
wife. So
yeah,
she completed, they were doing some work for Big Time at the time. Maybe they still do. I don't know. But
yeah, they do. Yeah. They do Wildcom stuff
okay,
and all that.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
that's what
so she helped me out with the other half of the logo and that's kind of how the logo was born.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah. So, then we, you know, like every cool kid wants to do, put it on t-shirt and, you know, so we threw it on t-shirt and.
Do we do hats first? We did a run of hats.
I don't remember. It might have been hats first and then t-shirts, but
yeah.
Or whatever.
Regardless, we put it on something and thought, you know, started getting compliments like, oh, that's cool. That's catchy. I like that. That's a cool logo. And I'm like, thanks, you know. It was never meant to go. It was never meant to go where it's gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not saying it was a joke. It wasn't a joke. You know, it was just like
let's just have a good time with it.
Yeah, like it's an Instagram page right now, and I guess we have a t-shirt for it. I don't know. I was never like, let's do a website. Let's
a clothing brand,
you know, clothing brand, lifestyle, you know, whatever. I never thought that would be where it would go.
Yeah,
that was like by the end of that summer, like September, October of that year.
Was that the ATA that we met at?
You know, it was.
It was.
That was the ATA we
God
met at.
Damn.
Because you were there with Big Time, Jordan. That's mm-hmm. who,
that's okay, the only time I've been there, so that has to be right.
Yeah, yeah.
You were only there once. I thought you were there twice. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So, yes, that was the ATA that we met. And then...
2018.
2018.
Son of a bitch. Sorry.
Was that the crazy ATA for us when we were just running on fumes and just podcasting with the superstars the whole time?
Every ATA has been really crazy for us from like 2017, 18, 19, and then, or whenever. Yeah, because 20 is when.
It was like COVID Aaron Lewis hit. And
Bone Collector.
Yeah, it was
Collector. Aaron Lewis. Yeah, that was the one that Jordan was at.
I snuck into some private party.
Oops.
And Joe Umphreys got really mad at me, and I'm like, sorry, not sorry, Joe.
He got mad at you?
He got mad at me.
No, he didn't.
He's like, how did you get in here? I'm like, it's none of your business.
I'm in here, bitch.
I'm in.
Look at me.
ATA so, is cool. Like when it was like in its heyday, you know, it's
that was a great time. Yeah. Watched Aaron Lewis and I was buying you guys beers and you don't remember that because you were.
Because you were buying us beers.
I was trash.
You were trash.
I was really bad as well.
Dude, there's so many nights at ATA, like we'd get to the hotel and I'm like, wake up the next day, I'm like, where's my phone? Where's my wallet? How the fuck did we get back?
That whole weekend was a blur, but it was awesome.
Then you see Steve on the bowl without a shirt.
That's the best thing. This year it's in Indianapolis and it's all connected by hamster tubes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what's nice is like, I'm not going to give too much away because everyone's going to show up there, but like, it's you don't got to drive anywhere. Yep. Not that we always Ubered, but we walk everywhere and it's like hotel, the show, all the bars are connected by hamster tubes.
Yep.
Nice.
But where we're going to be drinking is connected by hamster tubes. So it's great. Mm-hmm. Just party and have fun.
Exactly.
ATA is fun and I have hopes for it to come back, but it's not going to. It's dead after this year, my guess.
I still believe.
Too bad.
Tug still believes. Doug's over there scoping for fucking clout chasing Instagram chicks.
No, I'm not.
You ever heard of Working Class Bow Hunter? I'm the guy with the stash. See it? Want to smell it?
And all my dogs.
Yeah. Take my card.
Yeah, take my card. Doug doesn't like that joke.
Oh, God.
How's it go? Next question?
Next question.
I will say, all right, moving on. With Pull Back and Let Go, Kelsey, you are... Well, I will say this. With your guys' brand... If someone else started a brand and was like, we're going to do a clothing brand, it's like, oh, yeah, it's just screen-printed T-shirts. You guys can take it to a next level because you offer different styles of things and different quality. And your women's line, bar none, best in the fucking game, and nobody comes even close to a second place.
Thank you.
And I know that's not because of Jordan. It's because of Kelsey. And that's a compliment because we all know.
You're not wrong.
We don't have good women's clothing for Working Class Bowhunter.
Mm-mm.
We just don't.
Well, and if you look at and do all the research and stuff, like men's options is not very vast. I mean, you're what? A hoodie, crew neck, a long sleeve t-shirt, a t-shirt with hood, maybe a pocket.
Hood or not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, I work endless hours trying to find new brands to support and ideas that I can help create with or whatever. And like you wear it. I have our buyers come and show up so I can try them on. I can see where the, you know, sizes are. You know, I have people reaching out to me all the time and it's, I feel like we could probably just start a company just on that. But we are buyers also for English Haven. So mm-hmm. I've been working with that for 15 years. So to have like that knowledge of what companies work best with you, you know, and things like that, or maybe who has the longest wait times and things. Mm-hmm. And we all know that right now the market is just, it's not, I mean, you're going to, like, we already have to have our summer stuff ordered, like in August.
Yeah.
I mean, I ordered everything for Pullback for this season, which we just put online. And I'm still missing a couple of things that won't come in, even come until January.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you used to be, what, 6-8 weeks and you'd have stuff at the door.
Yep.
And you just roll on when you need to pay for it. Like, that's how right. you ordered. So now you're just like, you order as early as you freaking can. You ask for July pricing or whatever if you can with some companies because you want to hold on to the, you know, if you're like for us at Anglers, we don't open till summer. So I want to get all our summer shit now and I don't want to pay for it till July. But for Pullback, it's different because our show season is way different. You know, what we're talking about is the new shop. Mm-hmm. And then we also have the show season, which is 3 months earlier than Angler season. So it's two different buying times and stuff. So it's a lot to keep track of, but it is what it is, you know, and then it comes to like all the social media as far as putting it out on your website, you know, that it's a bitch. Like, we've had three purchasing platforms for Pullback in the last 3 years, because it's whatever is seemed to be working right now. You know, when we started with 2018, we weren't online yet because we were just test market at Anglers, you mm-hmm. know, talking about it at the bar.
Yeah.
But, you know, with online, you know, you find the best website and then you try to find your best buying platform, which makes it easiest for your consumer.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as that goes, you know, you had like, we had a website with, I don't even remember what, and then we put it on Wix and then Wix has shopping sites. Well, then they weren't compatible with social media. So now you move over to Shopify. So that was also my project this fall was moving everything over to that. And then that is the, like right now, like Shopify is the place to have your gear because you can like sit there and drunk shop. I mean, anything you want to do, like there's, you're only looking at purchasing sites because you probably want to buy it. You know, you see ads on Instagram, you know, you look at it, you might add those pair of pants or whatever from some brand that looks cute. But if it doesn't have your credit card memorized, you don't have your wallet on you. Like, as us girls, like, I have a glass of wine in my hand, I just want to click go. Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah.
If it's not there, or it's not memorized from your phone, like, you're not gonna buy it.
For sure. Yeah.
Because you're gonna forget about it by tomorrow or the next day. You're busy. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that was nice to switch over as far as that goes, you know, like, just to make it easier for everybody that's shopping.
Yeah.
You have the intentions of probably purchasing because you're looking at it. Mm-hmm. But also, like, the brand is also not just a brand. We were saying, like, Jordan and I were talking about this the other day, is we're not just, like, a logo that just threw out on Instagram or just say I'm there. Like, hey, we are Tree Hunt, or you don't know if half of these people are, you know, right? You just have the idea or something. But like with us at Anglers, like, we are like the face to the name, to the brand, like you guys are. Mm-hmm. You know, you're there, you are WCB.
Yeah,
we are Pull Back and Let Go. We want to talk to you, like, at the shows and stuff. Like, we have that bar top table just to say, hey, I have a beer for you. Here, yeah, have a summer shandy, you know, or whatever.
It's personal.
I've got some Liney Light for you. Yeah. You're not in Wisconsin, but you're in Iowa.
It's our style. You know, let's put some Old Barn seasoning in this.
Exactly. So it's like that camaraderie of us being able to chat with you guys. Like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Like,
you guys also, though, are taking another level of pullback because, like, a chick isn't going to go with her guy to go to the show and watch him drink beer and fucking kick tires on gear that she doesn't want him to buy.
Correct.
You guys kind of crossed into a new realm of, like, hey, this is for the dudes, but also pretty passable as, like, a boutique for good shit for girls to shop, too. Like, our wives, Sam tears it up. Like, she's in there trying shit on. You guys have, like,
I appreciate Sam's support
on
so much.
Yeah.
And I mean, Leah, she's wearing a sweatshirt right now. Yeah.
What's up, Jordan?
So I have a funny story about I have a funny story. Well, you gotta, like, raise your hand with her.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I want to get you in trouble.
Yeah, it's all right.
Feels like we're in a classroom.
Yeah, right.
Kelsey, you need another beer?
No, oh, I need a ruler. Just kidding.
So
for what?
Funny story. To hit me.
Oh. Easy. Sorry.
The teacher.
So, funny story. I kind of want to, like, mention this, like, with you're saying, like, Kelsey's killing the game with the girl stuff and the guy stuff. And
I didn't make, you know, I didn't want to make you seem like you weren't doing
anything. No.
No, it's all a team.
It's totally all team.
Yeah.
But the thing that I'm going to say is our team right now is all women, mm-hmm. except for me. So we have Kelsey and we have Daniela, which is kind of like our web/social media manager, let's call her.
She's helped a lot with that.
She's helped a lot with the Shopify stuff and...
Well, just the
all
back
that.
Office stuff and all the things that we don't and also don't have time for.
And then we have Alexa, who is like our in-house
fashionista.
Yeah, fashionista. She's kind of like the
world traveler.
She's not a hunter, but she's not against it, and she's embracing it, and mm-hmm. she knows fashion and all that stuff. So it's kind of cool that way. So
yeah.
I'm the one that takes all the pictures,
and we all work together at Anglers,
right? And we all work together at Anglers, and I take all the pictures. So I'm like, oh, Alexa, can you wear this shirt so I can get it on the website? Or hey, Kels, can you wear this? Or Daniela, can you wear this? And I'm like, looking at the Instagram page, I'm like, looks like we have a chick brand going on here. Like, yeah. Can someone take a picture of me in something? Can we get some dudes? Like, we need some dudes.
Some masculine dudes.
Hey, we just need to model some shit. But you're good at taking photos, and we'll have to just get better.
But it's like, I just had to mention that because it's just kind of funny. Like, I kind of start looking, and I'm like, it's all. I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it's kind of all women based right now. Well,
but you almost have to win over the ladies because they're going to go there
absolutely.
To shop and then see. Oh, that's a cute shirt for my man. I'm going to buy it for him, too, since I'm buying this. And,
but yes, Kelsey is very smart with the putting the woman's garments into the mix because, like you said, they're walking around the deer show and they're like, hooded sweatshirt, T-shirt, And it's like, well, that's cute. I want to wear that.
You have ladies walk by and they're like, thank you for not just having a gray V-cut T-shirt.
Yeah.
Like, well, you're welcome.
I guess from everyone else's perspective, you guys have dove in to have, like, variety of good quality shit
it's
for the ladies.
Stuff. Yeah.
For us, our perspective is like we've dabbled in some women's shirts. Here's the problem, and I don't know. This is my perspective, and I don't know if you think I'm right or not. I'm curious to see. Here's my experience with women's clothing from what little we've had.
Yeah.
Everybody comes up and asks for stuff women ask for this.
Yep.
We go and get it made. Uh-huh. We have it. And then guess what? They don't buy it when it's there. So you know what? We don't fucking do it. That's why WNBA doesn't kill it, because you don't watch your own fucking sport. What's up? So think about that.
That's a hard take.
Sorry, went dark.
No. Okay. So perfect example.
I'm back.
Perfect example. We can relate to you at the bar, at the resort. Is, oh my God, you need this light vodka. And you're like, what is light vodka?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that lesser booze? Or should we just give you like 1 ounce as opposed to 2 ounces
of vodka?
Made
with mashed potatoes instead of just regular potatoes.
Right.
Just water.
Cool idea. I need to hear it from at least 4 or 5 more people before I buy this light vodka, because all it's going to do is sit on the rail. And t-shirts light. And all that stuff. Like, you have to have like a minimum order.
Yeah.
So, of course, you're going to spread it out for the sizes. Not all, because this chick ordered a small or would like a small. You're not going to order 36 of those. You know, just spread it 4, 4, 4, 4 or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to sit on it. You have to like take it over like the season and then like have a little, what did you guys hear for apparel? You know, or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we need to do a long sleeve, you know, a medium between the t-shirts and the sweatshirts or whatever. Something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's hard. And there is years where like we'll have like at Anglers, because we order actually right now our ratio for pullback is about the same as Anglers, if not more. But like we'll order one garment and I'm just like, oh, we're gonna freaking kill it with this one. But it's actually trending still not in our Midwest area. So then you discount it, you sell it, and then 2 seasons later, oh my God, do you have that? Blah, blah, blah. And you're like, 2 years ago, we totally did.
Yeah.
It's like trying to sell rosé at the bar. We've been trying to do it for like 6 years, and I swear to God, this summer they finally started asking for it, and I've been seeing it on TV since then, and you're like, wow, we really are behind that much. Like,
Everyone's lame, man. but I find like certain things, people only ask for in person at the shows. If you put it online, you know, certain things people won't buy online, but they'll buy in person.
Right.
Yeah.
Women's clothing is kind of,
because they need to see it and they need to feel it. So like a lot of times, even like women, like, you know what a sweatshirt is. If you say it's a heavyweight sweatshirt, it's a hoodie. Like it's, you know, it's not 100% cotton. Perf. I know I'm not going to shrink it in the dryer.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. But like this shirt that I'm wearing right now, I'm just like, this shirt is like badass. It's ribbed. It's like a short, you know, collar, whatever. But you look at it online, you're like, it looks like a turtleneck.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Just like this one. Like,
get into that mic.
Sorry. Daddy's eating it.
Daddy, share the mic.
Can you share?
You cut off.
So, like, just to see what Kelsey said. God, like, damn. You know, sometimes women don't even know what they want. We go shopping just because it's fun. So,
we know.
Like, but this one, there's thumb holes.
Yeah, thumb holes. Yeah.
You can't see the thumb holes online.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like the zipper pockets and the little kangaroo pouch or whatever. Oh, my phone's not going to fall out of that.
What's that one called? Is that the Ninja?
The Ninja.
Yeah, it's sweet. I like that.
And it's super soft.
Mm-hmm. And we have the Lord's flannel, too, like, which he's rocking, which I have. I love.
Love it.
You guys have, like, your guys' hoodies and flannels and shit is, like, it's just nice, nice stuff.
It's quality stuff, man.
It's my favorite hoodie.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the next, I guess, venture, because exciting things are happening.
Exciting things have happened, yes.
In a very short amount of time.
In a very short amount of time.
Let's talk about it. It happened quick.
Well, let's be honest. That's how we bought the resort.
Yeah.
Just go for it.
Normally my fault.
Yeah. We always, like they always say, they jump off the curb. And
so
how the fuck do you guys have time to do anything? I don't get it.
I don't think
you have time, and then you have kids and you're like, we don't have time. And then you find time, and then you get another business and you still find time.
It's crazy.
I don't got
just don't sleep.
So the next step has been, which some of you maybe have noticed over social media, we now have a storefront. So
congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
The resort is in Hayward, Wisconsin. And like I said, Kelsey and I moved a year ago, year and a half ago. And we live in Stone Lake now, which is just south of the resort. And there's a hardware store that's on Main Street, and there was a storefront for rent, like, this June. And I looked at it.
You noticed it. I never saw it.
And I kind of laughed to myself. I'm like, oh, that'd be a cool pullback store. Like, totally kidding.
Yeah.
And so I go back to the resort after I got done at the hardware store, and I go to Kelsey. I'm like, hey, the old music store in Stone Lake is for rent. We should rent it for pullback. And she's like, yeah, do it. Like, kind of sarcastically.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I know, I'm just kidding. I'm being crazy. So the whole summer goes
We're
by.
Crazy.
The whole summer goes by, and, you know, we get blasted out of that cannon. and we land somewhere in the early October where it starts to slow down, and I had to go to the hardware store for something else, and I looked across the street. I'm like, there's no way that place is still for rent.
Yeah, especially after Cranfest.
Looked over my shoulder, and all the for rent signs are still in the windows. And I'm like, really? So I got my stuff at the hardware store, go back to the resort, and Alexa and Kelsey are there.
Daniela was there, too.
And
she said she was there that day.
And we were kind of like, we opened, and we had no one in the bar yet, and I just jokingly said it again. And they're like, yeah, call.
Beyond this point, or before this point, we have all of our pullback stuff in the storage room, in the back room. We don't have a storage room. It's just like behind the bar wall. Shove shit, whatever.
Yeah.
So we have like our anglers store, like, you know, clothes folded up, and they're all designated for sizes and stuff. And then we ended up doing that with pullback. But now we've taken away like our dry storage space for bar things. Now officially we're like, our pullback stuff is coming in now, like boxes at a time, like four or five boxes at a time. So now you're just like, we don't have time to even touch it right now. Don't even pull it out. Like, let's just keep it organized until we like can figure out a plan.
Mm-hmm.
So now we just have like these closed boxes that we're like walking around. We have them stacked into like the kitchen. We're storing them into like the laundry room.
And we don't
some
know.
Of them are staying in the garage.
And you don't know, okay, is this a box of Angler's clothes or is this a box of pullback
clothes?
So then
now you've cut it open, so half pulled your size out. Now you've destroyed like three of the reams of like clothing.
And bless our staff for putting up with it and going through it and folding it and putting it away.
That's where we are standing when there's nobody in the bar and Jordan talks about this.
Re-putting it away and refolding it and re-putting it here and loading it in a trailer and unloading it.
The time you don't have.
And it becomes more stressful. It's more stressful to be at work because now everything's just covered with, you know, goods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, you have two passions right now and they're just like melding together and just becoming a pain in the ass.
So you come back after seeing it still for rent.
So still for rent, driving back, and I get there and I like to mix things up and
Stir the pot.
So I go into the bar and I see no one's there. So it's like, oh, there's no one here. We can talk about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, I'm like, hey, that place.
Those are the best days.
The place is still for rent. And Kelsey's like, call. And I'm like, maybe I will. So when I called in June, when I called in June, no one answered. So I'm like, he ain't going to answer.
Yeah.
So I call. Second ring. Hello? I'm like, oh, shit.
Bye.
I have a conversation.
Hey, prank call and then call back 3 minutes later.
Exactly.
So, that's when you went cold.
So yeah, I did. I kind of paused and like, oh, great. Now I got to talk to this guy. So he's like, I said, do you still have the building for rent? And he's like, yep. And we kind of went through the whole thing.
And Jordan goes, what's your name? And he goes, Dan. And he goes, oh, well, I'm Jordan.
Jordan.
He's like, are you being an asshole? Can we just,
can we just have a connection there?
That is neat.
So I'm talking with him. He's like, oh, you got to come over now and look. You want to come over and look at it now and take a look at it? I'm like, no. I'm like, I can't today, but how about tomorrow? He's like, what's your plan? Like, what are you thinking? I'm like, well, we have a brand, and he's a super nice guy. He's a metal worker. Like, him and Eric could geek out hard.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like a forger and welder and all that stuff. Oh, so cool. Well, I have a lot of stuff in common with him too. But he's like, oh, an archery brand. I'm like, yeah, it's called Pullback. He's like, oh, that's cool. Like, he was all about it. We hadn't met each other yet, so. Went there the next day, took my dad and Kelsey and I went over and looked at the space, and I was like,
now they're all geeking about the two motorcycles.
Yeah, there's motorcycles parked in there. So we're looking at motorcycles, and dad and I are looking at motorcycles, and Kelsey's like, this is great. I'm like, yeah, it'll work. And
yeah, nice.
It was cool. I mean, I was into it, but yeah, rent is reasonable, and I'm like, for that price, we should just put all the stuff here and store it.
You know, it's like, the warehouse.
It's literally it's literally miles from our house. So commute, you know, to go check on something or fulfill an order or whatever will be super convenient for us.
Yeah.
And, so that's how it happened. And then we got...
We just needed a warehouse. Like, yeah, we just needed another building to store it. Like, just
for storage.
That we could just have, like, a table to just fold stuff up. We could just work out of the boxes, you know, whatever it is. And then we look at this place and we're like, holy... This is huge. We wouldn't even fill this up, but, you know, whatever. We can just leave that couch there and hang out.
Yeah.
Another man cave or something.
It adds to the vibe even though.
Yeah. And now we're like, this place is full. we have And it is.
And honestly, it moved past the storage phase pretty quick.
Really quick.
And we're like, well, for those of you that don't know, Kelsey and I are both, we are big time dealers as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're Radix hunting dealers, so blinds, cameras, all that stuff. And, but like, we can't sell any of that stuff sitting in the back hallway. No. So,
yeah,
let's load it up. We have all this inventory anyway, you know, whether we're using it for ourselves or, you know, selling it. I mean, I do have customers for big time and Radix stuff, and now we just have a place to expand that.
And then we'll have WCBFYA.
For your ass.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, we might as well do that.
Right. We have Ben Kluge's My Little Hunter books and stuffed animals and stuff like that, too. And there's another one we have for, like, sound books. We have, like kids things, like Christmas gifts gifting.
If it keeps going good, and it has been going very well, don't get me wrong.
And it's perfect. And it's also nice and convenient because now, like, we can plan out our show space. It's like those boxes we have already like stacked. We're going to do two more because we're going 10 by 20s this year. So we're going to do 10.
Big.
Yeah, we're doing 10 by 20s for Iowa and for Wisconsin. Yep.
Open. Very cool.
So, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. So if someone can't make it up to Hayward, look forward to seeing you guys at Iowa Deer Classic or Open Season Outdoor Expo, Wisconsin Dells.
We'd like to do... It's the last weekend of March, so it's like the 25th or whatever.
First weekend of March, last weekend of March.
Correct.
Yep. Correct.
Yeah, we'd like to do another one, but we're still open at the bar, so we open like the day after Christmas and then run until the end of February.
Oh, I got a show for you. Indianapolis.
What weekend is that?
The last weekend of February.
That's the weekend that we're open, though.
Yeah, but fuck that. Hire somebody.
It's also my birthday.
Come out and party for your birthday. The Indianapolis show has been slept on. It's a 4-day show. It's badass, huh?
Actually, is that also the open season? Oh,
nope.
No.
Nope.
No, that was Illinois.
Nope, that's a Renfro one. It's a different deal, but it's connected to...
Is Illinois the open season one with Wisconsin? They're the same?
Ohio.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. I couldn't remember.
So the Illinois show is owned by the Iowa Deer Classic.
Yes.
This Indianapolis one's its own deal.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Great people run it.
I knew there was one that was pairing. I just couldn't.
It's a good show. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and one of our favorite shows of the year.
And the name of it is?
That would be the Indiana Deer, Turkey, and Waterfowl Expo.
He called me.
And then
she
was crazy.
He called, and I think that was a Joe Humphries deal too.
Yep, you should do that show because then like attached to it is like an RV show. Well, last year an RV show and fishing show is attached, kind of.
Yeah,
so it all kind of like bleeds together. And then there was a reptile show, and we took a break. We walked in. There's like all these snakes for
sale. That one was not as impressive.
Yeah, you want to talk about people
I can't
in purple?
Do it.
You want to talk
over
people
the reptiles
wearing purple hair, fucking talking shit to us for killing animals? We walked in there. I'm like, dude, fuck you, hypocrites, man. Look at you got all these snakes in fucking clear boxes,
and you're feeding them mice. So we were talking about killing.
Oh, dude.
Oh,
well,
sorry.
When
that
I say
too much.
Snakes in clear boxes, I'm talking like,
and they stink
that big.
I can't do reptiles.
It's like, well, these aren't animals because they don't grow hair. What's up? You know? It was weird. But anyway, you got to do the show. It's a good time. I'm excited for you guys. That's a big deal.
Yeah, it's been pretty exciting, actually. And the last, we opened, let's see, we had a soft opening the first weekend of December. Mm-hmm. And then we're open 4 days a week. Right now we're rolling with hunting hours. So we go 4 to 7 at night.
That's very
fair.
Hit
us up after 5 o'clock and all that stuff. But... you know, this is like right now our storefront is the bonus of what our intentions were. So we basically threw this storefront together in like 6 weeks. God bless Alexa and Daniela for helping us so much.
It looks awesome.
But it did. It turned out awesome. And, you know, like I said, a lot of that stuff is our show space. Our parents hadn't even seen the big Jordan sign. You know what I mean? Like, we're like, oh, yeah, that stands behind us at these shows.
I hate
like,
that sign.
I don't think it's cool,
good,
but.
It's a good look.
Yeah.
How do you get it done so quick? Like, I don't get, it's just like. Came together.
Well, the building was already a store. So the only thing that we had to do was shampoo. We shampooed. Well, he was gone. Jordan's like, we don't need to shampoo these carpets. They're fine. There's some wrinkles in it. It's okay. So Jordan leaves. And the next day I have the carpet cleaner come. And the guy come and stretch carpet.
Nice.
All right, Stan.
Jordan and Alexa and Danielle are like totally on the same page. So like, while we're still open, I'm like, I already have it scheduled. And we're just like giggling. And Jordan's like, leave it alone. And we're like, hee hee hee. You know, whatever. It's just... those little touches.
Yeah. Welcome to my
but,
life.
Yeah. Like, oh, Jordan's totally used to getting trumped. He's working with girls all the time at Anglers and stuff. Thank God we had some boys working for us this summer. He needed some
need
more
some dudes working in there at Pullback and
yeah. Yeah, let's get some dudes.
we're right down the street. We've been right down the street from a pub. Yeah. We're right down the street from the pub. Yeah. So we're like, we're totally trying
live
to support
dudes.
Those guys for dinner and some cocktails. But
just dudes being dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I need a beer. Doug, you want to go get me a beer?
No.
No.
Hey, Kurt, will you please grab me one, too, please?
I will. Doug, carry the show on. You're the host.
Uh-oh.
So many questions.
Questions, Doug. Questions.
The only thing that we had to get used to was setting up a POS system. Because, like, at Anglers, we were all so old school. Like, we have, like, a wall. They're just, like, our clothes hang on, like, these two oars. And we have, like, the sticker, like, the address label sticker. It says $30. And then you just see what sizes we still have. And when we're out of a size, we just scribble it out. So, you know, when a guy wants to buy a hat, and you're like, $25, you know, or whatever, or $30. So, you know, $55. And you just throw it across the bar and ring it up, and it's done. But now it's, like, with online, and it's such a waste of time for inventorying, because, like, then you're trying to bring it over to the shows and moving it around. Like, we had to do a POS. So that was the one thing that Daniela seriously helped us out on, like, figuring all that stuff out, and then the counting and labeling and tagging, and that we have new tags for our clothes.
Yeah, we're stealing that idea for sure.
What's your top-selling product?
Yeah, well, if someone was like, I'm going to go check out Pullback and Let Go now after hearing on Working Class Bowhunter, what are they looking for?
Hats are always going to be the easiest thing.
True.
You know?
What if they want to buy something for the lady?
Then they're going to want to buy the ninja hoodie or my shirt that I'm wearing for sure. And actually, we have this cool plaid button down that's just like literal fleece.
Like, what if they're
but my
real
fave is the quilted zip down. Yeah. It is so beautiful.
Is that the green one?
No, it's the cream one or like that golden rod.
This is a podcast for the ladies, I think.
Right?
Wait, ladies?
If your wives
Lord,
don't suck,
the Lord
put
Flannel's
them on your show.
Their store.
The Lord Flannel's been selling good, too.
We've already sold out of two sizes for the Lord, so we're just going to put that disclaimer in here. We ordered more. They should be in 5 to 6 weeks.
They call it the Lord because I loved it so much. I think I wore nothing else for about a month straight last year.
We seriously had color meetings over. You were like, here's the colorway we're going with.
Slobs and
Austin, will you wear this? Slashes.
You need to get a picture of him like this.
Get him and Jeremy together.
It is, man. It's quality clothing. Like, it's heavy duty. It's a heavy duty fleece jacket, pretty much.
Well, we go with wash cycle quality. You know, like Jordan and I wear the hell out of our clothes and we wash the shit out of it. So we have like a full report. You know, it's going to shrink up. It's going to shrink in. This doesn't shrink. It doesn't do, you know, whatever. That, you know, we know maybe what brand, maybe not to order another season or whatever. But, those are our new youth.
Oh, Izzy has that one.
Is that the one
the minty one.
Yes.
Dude, Clyde
has that one too, and she loves it.
Clyde's a year, not quite a year and a half, and he has the toddler trucker right here, and it fucking fits him. and he wears it. Like, I put it on him, he just rocks it. I'm like, yeah, you're my kid.
So we have new hats that we'll be ordering too. We've been working with Nona Designs as well to get some more leather patch things. Finally, now some more things are coming into inventory as far as like Richardson hats and stuff like that. So that's becoming a little bit more available. But, you know, working with shortages and all the delays has just been something. But I think that that's been pretty well accepted as like the norm. I mean, if you haven't realized that stuff's a thing, like.
Hey, are you guys ever going to like, all right, so you're offering. All right. This is a fun twist. And I might regret asking this question. But I'm going to ask it because you know what? It's my show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your show too, Doug, if you want it to be. Let's do it right now. If you want it to be your show, it's your show too.
Continue.
Are you going to make any lingerie for the ladies so the dudes can buy something for the ladies for later after the hunt?
Didn't we have a dinner conversation about this like 45 minutes ago?
Listen, you don't got to give all the details in the background. I'm setting you up for a question. Are you going to hook the boys up or not?
Where are you putting that logo?
Yeah.
Right in that bot fly hole.
My guy. Hey, pull back and let go, right?
About to pull on something.
And it'll have a tag there. And then I'll get another, we'll get another text message from Clint Casper.
Yeah.
Sending,
Hey, Mom. Hey, Mom, I'm just having fun here. I'm just going to pull back and let it flow.
I need an order.
I love you, son.
Are you going to? You didn't answer my question. You're awfully vague.
Doug, how does it go? Next question.
Well,
come on, I don't know.
I'll let you answer it, though.
Whatever.
Well, when you
have a secret drawer.
When you put your hands in your pocket and you find some lingerie in your pocket for something.
Okay. That's a no. I'm taking
Hey, you never know.
Hook the never know. Up. Never say never.
Secret drawer.
Never say
never. Well, you never know.
There is a handful of booths at outdoor shows I know that have a secret drawer. And it's just they have like
secret.
As for the secret menu at Iowa, maybe we'll have one.
Okay. I like that.
Okay. I like that too.
We have another idea for
completely unnecessary, but I asked it. And it's also
a show idea there.
Can you spill some beans? What's coming up new? Can you tease us anything?
Ooh.
Come on. Give us something hot. You got something coming you're working on.
Drop it like it's hot.
Give us something.
Do we have anything hot to drop?
Well, we can't. I mean, the show thing is, I mean, our stories.
The shop is the biggest thing.
Yeah, that's huge.
That's huge. A new adjustment that's huge. For us. That's,
but what else?
I know we're always taking suggestions. I mean, if someone's got a great idea that we should do.
I thought Kurt just had one.
Yeah, whether it's lingerie or not.
I kind of felt like a shot down. I didn't really get any reaction from anybody at the table. Everyone's like,
I thought it was
I have
great.
Ideas, but I can't see
I was
them
just
right now.
They had it coming.
We also need more time.
Yeah.
Need more time to do it. Doug, what would you like to see pull back and let go have for the ladies? Because I know you're a ladies
man.
Open
the suggestion box, Doug.
You really care about, you know, what they
ooh,
need.
Those high socks or something. Just like, ooh, those like comfy socks.
High socks.
Insulated socks.
Maybe.
You guys could get a good
knee
pair
high
of
socks.
Insulated socks.
Right?
Love them.
Can do that. What else we got?
Wool Doug, socks come on. For the woods. Or for the bedroom.
Go for
when
it.
One of your
tank
like,
tops.
Alpaca socks.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ooh, yeah. Get an alpaca.
Alpaca. Okay. Mm-hmm.
What about tank tops?
Yeah, we talked about
oh,
tank
yeah.
tops.
Oh, yeah. No, I have some tank tops. Tank tops are coming. We're waiting for our spring stuff to come out. Those will happen. Those are happening
what
this
year. What about vest? I'm becoming a vest guy.
I thought about that, too.
I'm a vest guy. I am very much a vest
Jordan
guy
Jordan lives
north.
In
I live
a vest.
In my vest. I'll tell you this.
The Huntworth hunting vest. It's like the move with if you're hunting,
because
it keeps the bulk off your arms.
Yeah.
Like, I get the bow hunters wearing vests. It's the shit.
Yeah, hides my stomach too.
So my daily wardrobe is a pullback and let go hoodie and my vest. I wear that if it's 30 to blow out or if it's 30 degrees.
People know
out.
It's Jordan driving his vehicle because he's the guy with the hoodie and the vest on.
That's all I wear.
And the hat.
So you guys are going to do a pullback vest
the
at
beard
some point?
And the
point.
Vest.
I'd like, yeah. But it's got to be quality. It's
you have
gotta,
to find oh, the right sure. ones. That's what's
be,
hard.
That's the problem. It's like you can put on... Well, it's like the flannel world. Some flannels fit awesome.
Yep.
And some
the next
of them,
year
like,
they suck.
You put it on and like you
wash
look at it wrong and it doesn't fit right
yeah,
again.
Yeah, where'd you get this
well,
flannel from?
What is that?
I don't know.
You wash it. You wash it and it bacon colors. Yeah.
Oh, it gets all like wavy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like a reversible...
That'd be cool.
It's a twofer, man.
See, that's what I like. Ooh, like the bit, like the Lord flannel I like, but I would always button it up like a cholo because I just felt like I needed to with a necktie.
Yep.
Is that cholo a bad word?
No.
And probably. Then I just say shit in ignorance, and I'm like, man, am I just like making racial slurs?
No,
over here?
I wouldn't say that is. No.
We wouldn't know.
With all due respect, ignore my ignorance. And then I'm like, why am I wear this like a jacket? And then once I did that, I'm like, all right, that's the move. You know what I mean? Because I'm like over here like, I got a fat neck, you know, so it was tough. But yeah, I like to wear like a jacket. That's the move, I think.
It's all those thoughts are there. You just, it's finding it.
Finding the right product.
Yeah,
finding the right garment.
It can be really tricky.
Because some stuff looks really good in the catalog and then it shows up and you're like,
it's garbage.
I wouldn't give this to someone I didn't like.
What about booty shorts?
Doug brought it back. Hey, thanks, Doug. They're not making me seem like the only perv
okay, so
in the
since,
room.
Since we brought it back.
I'll wear them.
Let's just say we had the secret drawer at Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
So, booty shorts or thong?
That's a tough choice.
Booty shorts.
Your head. Is it a cheeky kind of deal, or what is it?
Go thong. Cheeky because it's more respectful and you have more logo room.
True. Yeah, so I like that.
Like,
I like that.
You guys currently don't have anything super slutty, right? So why go like
super
hard in the paint?
What the hell is a whore going to come to your booth and buy?
I know. I thought I was getting weird with pajamas.
It's not you. It's the consumer.
It's not about you.
Yeah, you need a whore drawer. You know what I'm saying?
A whore drawer.
The WD.
Sweatpants would be good, too.
You know what they say?
Yeah. We got them.
Oh.
But, like, you have to feel them. They are little... Oh, excuse me. I just bit my lip, but literally...
She's excited.
Oh, my God.
No, they're, like, literally cashmere. But
the
it took
pajamas?
For... Yes.
I got the top.
Okay. But you can see that, right?
Yeah, I totally
can. So it took... This is a ladies' podcast.
Yes.
I'm okay with it.
Continue.
Yeah. Welcome to my world.
Yeah. I'm thinking, like, if you go, like, the whore drawer, right? You can't go full whore right off the
bat. No, you can literally hook up your girl with some cashmere pajamas.
But if you test the waters with the whore drawer, they'll know what it is from the podcast. It'll be like, what you got in the whore drawer for the first year. Yeah. And then the whore drawer becomes like the section of the back. Listen, I'm rebranding where Pull Back and Let Go is going to go.
And it's going to come to a point where nobody's looking at anything other than the whore drawer.
Well, hey. Yeah, you guys are going to be known for the whore drawer.
So we'll have to like replace our cooler underneath with the whore drawer. Like, you can't get a beer, but you can purchase something for your
check out the whore drawer or buy a whisker biscuit. Which one are you into?
Whore drawer all day. But here's the thing. You guys are going bigger with your booth. You know what they say? Four doors, more whores. Bigger booth. Poor drawer.
We have more. Yeah. Do you have to fill it up?
Man. Listen,
I like where this is going.
Hey, you came to us, and this is what we're giving
this
you.
This is
good intel.
We're just trying to make you more money.
Thank you.
And all I'm saying,
same pal.
If I was at a show, I'm like, I'm going to buy some classy shit for my lady, a great sweater, a great whatever, and some booty shorts. Yeah, I'm buying it. Mm-hmm. I'm throwing that in. Yeah, I'll get that. I'll buy that too. Horror drawer, you got it?
Yep.
I'm in. Just saying. Think about it.
A pair of booty shorts and the ninja hoodie. Man. Oof. Done deal. Ooh. Knee socks? Dude.
High knee socks.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Doug's sweating over here.
We need to take a break. I gotta go use the bathroom.
Yeah. No, like,
I gotta poop.
I gotta let go.
I'm gonna pull back and let go.
Oh, God.
This is circling the drain hard.
That's tough.
At least they said your name, Jordan.
It's rough out here.
Next question.
No, I love it, man. You guys are killing it. All jokes aside, like, we're just having fun with you.
No, it's cool. Like, and especially like at shows, because we've done Iowa. This will be our third. Our third season. Yeah.
Do you guys like doing the shows?
Yes. We love it because that's like we're behind the bar 12 to 18 hours a day. I mean, we get there at 8:30. We leave at 8:30 in the morning, you know, clean the bar, and we go home at, let's say I'm not picking up kids. We're there between 11 and 2 o'clock in the morning every single day except for Mondays. So in the summer, we're 100-hour weeks, easy. And people are like, how do you do that? It's like, or that's not 100-hour weeks. And you're like, if I had a time card,
right? Yeah,
I could show you right now what it looks like. And it's not
but you
that
work
that's,
for yourself. You can take a day off if you want.
How often do you hear that? Right. Yeah. It's you can do. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, okay.
Well, the toilets don't clean themselves and the bar doesn't clean itself. And
right.
Yeah,
must be nice conversations that you've had on the podcast.
Yeah. Dude.
It replies to the resort world.
I can't imagine how often you guys fucking hear that shit.
Or you know what you should do.
Yeah, that's the best.
People throwing suggestions.
What we just did for
that suggestion
hour.
Box is that big green tub right up on the beach there when you come off your boat and you can throw it right in there.
Stuart, do you get a lot of that too? Like, oh, you can do this since you work for yourself type stuff?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's like, all right, like you say, let's... suggestion box.
Yeah.
Put them all in there.
Fuck off.
And I'll use them for kindling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see that big fire burning right there? Whoops.
Yep.
Yeah. I get the...
Or they get their bill when you're checking out and they're like, everything was great, but...
But yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
You also checked in a week ago if you needed something fixed. Hey, you should have told me that.
I had some people say to me this year, when you had a job.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. I'm sure.
And I'm like, huh?
I'm sorry, what?
When I had a job,
yeah,
huh? The fuck?
Shit, so my ears. What did you say?
I mean, I lost my job.
We thought you got fired.
I take that as a compliment.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's like I still have a job. Like, well, you know, but like
when you had a real
one,
a real job.
The best thing, a real job.
Pre neck tattoo.
Yeah. It's like, damn. Dude, I know my mom's disappointed, but what the fuck, bro? Yeah. You don't got to shit on me too.
Or they come in and like, I just did a 40. I just worked 38.
It's like, dude, I'm...
Stressful?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Well, that 2.5-day work week.
I better pour you a double if you work 40 hours this week.
It's tough out here.
This one's on me.
Listen, I'm more stressed than I've ever been, but I'm goddamn, I'm happy.
Yeah, but kudos to everybody that's still going to work.
Yep.
Hey, you know, go to your job and I'll not go to my real job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's happy. Sure. Yeah, you close the bar at 1, 2 o'clock, whatever it is, and... You open the next day at 11, and that first person walks in the door at 11 o'clock, and what'd you do this morning? Did you go fishing? I'm like, what's fishing?
Yeah.
I already got 3.5 hours in, dude.
I did that when I was 17.
Yeah. I scrubbed two toilets and got a bar ready and fixed a sink in cabin 4 and, you know, whatever. It's like, if that's fishing, yeah, that's what I did.
How much sleep do you guys get?
Fishing turd out
of
the toilet.
I mean, that's legit. Like,
in the summer?
Do it every day.
Yeah, okay. In the summer?
In the summer, like on an average good night, what are you getting for sleep?
Our summer is 23 weeks. It's made in the middle of October, 4 to 6 hours a day.
Oof. Of sleep.
Yeah, and sometimes 3 hours a night.
It's like so
depends,
bad for
it
you.
It depends if something breaks or doesn't break. And don't get me wrong, we're lucky. Like I don't have to get up in the middle of the night a lot or very often anymore. Yeah. But yeah, it's
not.
I was going to throw the, is school in session or is school not in session?
Because those are the worst.
That's rough. Spring
that
and,
is like three
spring
to
and
four
fall
hours
are tough
a night.
Because like we never know when we're going to bed, but we always know
what
when
time
we're getting
we have
up.
To wake up.
Oh.
And so you're like, up at 6:30 like with kids.
So Kelsey will go home at
6:30
somewhere between 10 and midnight. And if it's still rolling or whatever, if I have to,
then I'm on parent duty the next morning.
Four guys drinking four beers, talking about how great of a musky season they had, or whatever it is. You know, I get it. It's their vacation.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Well,
you know,
that's what we're there for. That's fine.
Sometimes
this is just,
there's a line, but
this is just
you know,
the yeah. This is
but,
just the.
You know, I get home late and I'm like, oh man. I look at the clock and I'm like, it'll be 2 o'clock before I hit the pillow. And then
always
it's like,
an hour after you shut the lights off.
But I'm getting up at six. I know I am.
Yeah.
You know? Oh fuck. Well,
this, you know? This is when you need to introduce the Fonz evenings.
Oh,
oh god.
Yeah.
Send those fuckers to bed with a couple of Fonz.
I'm telling you, that's going to be a thing. The Fonz.
I don't know what the fines are.
Stuart, what is the fine?
We need to educate.
Right. What is the fine? You got to explain this to Kelsey.
All right. So, Kelsey, we started this. I partnered up with my partner in South Africa. He had his own operation and I had my own. And we were doing a lot together. So every evening we'd come in there and say, the guides, the PHs would get together and say, fuck, man, that dude messed up today. And the other one going, yeah, me, I had the same shit. And this guy said, well, I did this. I said, I think we should find those fuckers. Let's make them drink something horrible. So we started the fines evening. So we started with like Jägermeister. And of course, most of us hate that shit. And it's like you want to gag every time you drink Jägermeister.
Yeah, we did camp. I like it.
I
no
like it too.
Jäger,
I like
man.
Jäger.
Yeah. We pull ours out of the freezer, though. I don't know
like
about everybody else.
I like it.
Yeah.
And that, to me, that's a fine because it's nasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then we found this like ginger liqueur. We call it ginger brandy.
Okay.
And it's fantastic. I mean,
it was.
When I'm there, I don't get sick at all. Because I don't know if it's the ginger brandy or whatever. I don't get a snotty nose. I don't have problems. I don't get hangovers.
Those medicinal shots.
I think that stuff is medicine. It's good shit, man.
Yeah.
So we decided we'd start using that for fines because people, this is good. All of a sudden, they're wanting to have fines.
They like it, yeah.
And I'm going, hang on. This is meant to be punishment, not an enjoyment.
So they start, save those for me.
Yeah, so they start fucking up just so that they can have fines in the evenings and that. So.
Miss an animal.
Yeah, that's
shit.
A thing too, yeah.
Oh, you want me to shoot that Nyala? Oops, I missed. Don't find me, Stuart.
Don't find me.
It's like, man, you take those fine things a little gay, bro.
So that's how it all started. And actually, my partner, Nathan, was the one that introduced it. He loves a good party and he's a naughty bugger. So and that's where
it's the best thing that's ever been said on this podcast.
So that's where it all came from. And now we've for all our groups that come in, we introduce it to you know to them, and it's becoming quite a big thing. So I think you guys need to find something for your shirts about you know let's find them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, at the bar. You
that
got people keeping you up.
That could be a thing.
So if I'm going to understand this correctly.
We're going to do some fines.
You can find anybody.
Actually, Austin and I, we have the perfect story for how one would receive a fine.
We do.
Okay.
Do you?
This is a story we were holding out for.
Oh, okay.
I got one. Thank you.
So.
Oh, the story that you were going to tell me yesterday, but
yes.
You didn't tell me. Okay.
So
are we going to pour fine shots now, or are we going to tell the story first?
We're going to do it anyway.
So let's tell the story first.
I want to tell the story first?
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Then you can fine.
I want to be paying attention.
So a great example of why I would get a fine from Austin Chandler.
I actually did fine you for this
you did.
Last night.
You did, but
yes.
I'm using this
now
story
we can,
as an example.
Yes, now we can tell why I fined you.
Why you fined
And you're going to get another one tonight.
Bitch. So a day ago, Austin had this deer he refers to as a Big 11 running around.
Been trying to get a look at him for about a month now.
So we sneak out to a Radix blind, and we do our first sit there. And Austin's like, I'm going to come with you because he's...
There's another big deer that I'm trying to get eyeballs on.
Yep.
So setting over a nice bean plot.
So we're kind of like, this is a good change. Let's go sit together and see what we see. And
how much?
The old 1, 2, 3, Kurt.
Glug, glug, glug. You're good.
Is this fireball?
I'm yeah.
PTSD. Yes. You're fine. Chase it with the claw.
It's okay. It's okay.
Sorry, Jordan.
So we're sitting in the blind, and like Austin said, he hadn't seen this deer in a while. Or had you laid eyes on it yet?
No, that's the first time I got to see that
deer. Besides struck him? Okay. So we're sitting there, and lo and behold, the big 11 shows up.
He's standing about 200 yards from us. Of course, doing what big bucks do, right? It in the last 10 minutes of light, he steps out. I'm like, holy shit, that's the big 11 right there.
Mm-hmm. So I'm completely, I throw my binos up and I'm taking a look and I'm like, oh, it's a stud whitetail.
Yeah.
For me, that's a monster. I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's a stud. Shorter tines, but he's.
How big a buck are we talking? Awesome.
He's a 5x6 with real big mass, probably an average of 8-inch tines all the way across from his twos to his fours.
Mm.
So he's got really good fours, but his twos are a little short.
Yeah.
Probably 155 to 160, I'm guessing.
Great
massive,
buck.
Massive bodied animal.
Stud.
Huge.
For anybody, it's a stud.
Yeah, it's a stud. And, by far the biggest whitetail I've seen on the hoof. So I'm enjoying him through my binos because, like Austin said, he's like 200 and some yards away, and I'm thinking he ain't never going to make it here before shooting lights over. And lo and behold, he like puts his head down and it
got close enough to dark. He's like, okay, I feel safe. I'm going to go ahead. I'm just going to pick my head up out of the cut beans, and I'm going to the standing beans. And when he decided, it took him 2 minutes to go 200 yards.
Mm-hmm, and he was there.
Hmm.
And we still had shooting light left. So now Austin's like, all right, brother, this is your chance. Here we go.
You know how it is in a box blind. Like, especially with two guys, everything's got to be perfect. And we had no wind to cover up any noise. So we're like, I see him coming. I'm like, okay, get your window open. I'll move your seat back. You get clipped on. And, you know, he comes in. We get him ranged. Everything's, like, falling into place. I'm like, holy shit, this is actually going to happen.
So he comes to the spot that I had ranged. And I had ranged 45.
Mm-hmm. And there was another buck.
There's
another
buck
mature buck feeding in the beans right at 45.
Yep. So he walks to the same exact spot as that buck was in, and I range one more time. I had 45, and then Austin says to me, I'll range. I'll get him one more range. You get ready to pull back.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, all right, 45. I'm like, all right, my dialed to 45, and he's standing right there, and
I was watching him through the binoculars. He was quartered into us,
yep.
And it's getting pretty low light, so I'm watching him through the binoculars, and he turns just perfect, quartering away. I'm like, okay, go ahead, do your thing, draw back. And
so I pull back, I settle in, and let go, and they all run and break up, and I was obviously very adrenaline, mm-hmm. You know, that adrenaline you get. And they fly across the big time food plot, go up into the cut beans, and they all kind of stop. And I'm like, oh my God, he's going to tip over. And I'm waiting for him to tip over. And he doesn't tip over. And Austin's like, I think he's perfectly fine. I'm like, great.
He was like stone statue. And then he actually like turned and like nudged a doe and came towards us. I'm like, he's fine.
He's fine. So,
oh man.
So the next sit, we ranged this. I mean, obviously we didn't have a deer standing there to get the exact, but I'm thinking we were a couple yards short.
I think what happened is we ranged the front deer and he was 45 and this deer was standing right behind him and kind of like nudging him with his nose and he was just a couple yards further. But when they're 45, 47,
started dropping off about 40 yards.
It's hard to tell how far, you know, 2 yards is a big difference when you go back that far, and it was enough to shoot under him.
Lee and I just had this debate. We did one of our 1 minute debate TikTok things. For some reason, only the ones with Lee do really well. And we had this debate of like, does misjudging a couple yards cause you to miss a deer or not?
47.
Absolutely. I have a 40 yards.
I did that in Missouri this year.
We said sub 40 yards, depending on your arrow weight. If you shoot an average arrow weight, not so much after 40 yards. Because what I found I experimented heavily 1 year with like different arrow weights, like light and knock weights, point weights.
Yeah.
And I found not a lot changed until after 40 yards. And after that, things just start falling apart and getting very critical from there.
Sure.
So yeah, definitely believable. Yeah,
definitely. I'm a believer. I lived it.
Well, you watched it and yeah.
So
damn.
Okay, so what's happening now?
So the back, so great experience. I got to sit in the stand with Austin.
First night, we got a shot at a six-year-old, 155, 160-inch hog of a whitetail.
Had great time.
Son of a bitch.
Jeez.
It's not over
everything
yet.
But the grip and grin, so I'm happy.
How many more days you got?
I don't know. Depends on, I don't know, a couple days. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
Anything can happen.
So
it could happen.
Back to the fine thing. So that would be a reason that Austin would find me, because I miss the deer.
Yeah. Great example. Bummer of an example.
Yeah.
Really wish you could have smacked that sucker.
Got to pull back and let go on the biggest whitetail I've ever seen. And no, I didn't hit it. Glad I didn't hit it.
Better you didn't.
You know, glad I didn't injure it. That's like everyone's nightmare in the bow hunting world. So.
Awesome experience. To be there with you was very cool.
Yep.
We'll never forget that one.
Nope. So
Austin, do you have a fine?
I do. And I'm going to do one with you because I was right there ranging and I didn't get 47. I got 45 as well. So
that's fair.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers, buddy. Yes. Hell of a hunt.
Yes, it was.
Fuck yeah.
It's not over yet.
Nice.
Yeah, not over yet.
Not over yet.
Damn, Jordan. Damn.
So who started the fine? So are we going to just do a quick run?
Well, now that we have the example done, really anybody can start. I think you should probably start, Jordan, since you've got
salt. Oh, so this is like a tag team? Like you have to roll with you?
Yeah,
find,
so,
now
so
you
we
have
do
to
a
find
quick
somebody
round.
Else. Yeah.
We always do like a quick round.
Round table.
And then if we feel that we need to do a few more, then we roll one more round. So
depends on how many come up, you know?
So I need to find someone now?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Your turn.
Yes,
you all right. Right. I'm going to find Kurt for turning this podcast into a Victoria's Secret episode.
Okay.
Doug liked it.
That's fair.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I'm just finding it.
Okay. I guess all the boys
what am I going to do with send this to my mom when there's thong underwear conversation?
Oh, my God.
Very fair.
Welcome to the working class.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, all good.
Okay. Kelsey?
So I send the fine?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm sending the fine to Stuart.
Ooh.
I just met this fine gentleman tonight.
Yes.
But I finally got the face to the name.
Mm-hmm.
To the jackass that had to cancel out on my WCB week at Angler's Haven. However, he is a pretty cool dude, but I still am going to make him drink that shot of Fireball.
I'll take it for the team.
Okay, so if we're going to do it, but here's the deal. If we're going to do a WCB week, you are more than welcome to join us.
I mean,
okay.
There we go.
thank you.
That'll make it even right there.
Yeah. No, there was these guys, we were putting these guys up at Angler's or whatever, and this 1 week just worked out perfect to have all you guys up.
Mm-hmm.
And then things got finally like dialed in for you guys to commit and whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we had just committed on the dates.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I was like, God damn it. So I can't.
I'm going to stop Kelsey just for a second. So she's like, are they coming or are they not coming? I go, I don't know. I haven't heard from Kurt. I'll text him. You got to text him today because I need to know because these other people are waiting for a response. I'm like, I get it. So I text Kurt or call him or whatever. And he's like, dude, we're coming. Yep. It's a thing. Yep. We're coming. I'm like, all right, cool. So I like the little messenger boy that I am. I walk over to Kelsey. Kelsey, they're coming. Book them. Okay. We're good. They're coming. All right. Tell the other people, you know, find them another week.
Come
if
to
we can,
kick rocks
or whatever.
Yeah.
I think it was less than 24 hours later. Kurt's like, hey,
we need to talk.
we need to talk. I'm like, all right, what's up? He's like, we're not coming to Anglers. We're going to Africa. And I'm like, dude, you need to hang up the phone, redial Anglers, and ask for Kelsey.
You told the wrong person.
I couldn't be mad about an Africa trip, though. And I was like, you're forgiven.
That was like the one
also,
thing.
Also, can
I'm
we
like,
have off this week so we can go with you?
Yeah. That's the one thing I'm like, dude, if we're canceling, that's like the one thing Jordan would be like, dude, I get it.
I couldn't totally be blamed. Yeah. No.
Well,
it's all
Kurt,
good.
Now you know for the next time, we've got to bring them along.
So. I know.
Yeah, well, we need to be fighting. Well, that's the whole thing. We don't leave Anglers.
We need to reschedule that for like this summer.
Yeah. We'll
okay. I have a weird question because I'm not a world traveler. What is the weather like there right now?
Hot.
It's
100 degrees.
So like when they went down in August, is that kind of considered your fall or your winter? I don't know how this works. So
that's the August is our last month of the winter. So, you know, 1st of September is our spring. So, but that part of the world is, you know, it's ups and downs, but it's generally quite warm. I think we were running most days around 75, 80.
I think one day got like low 90s was like the hottest day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it doesn't feel like you get in the shade, you're good.
Yeah. It's just a dry heat. Yeah.
Gets
a
little warm in the blinds.
Yeah.
But yeah. Those rhinos. Like,
yeah.
It was perfect at night, I thought, because you could put a hoodie on and just be like, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great.
The evenings had dropped down to probably high 40s.
Oh, it's perfect.
It's honestly.
Sweatshirt by the fire.
When we went, it was pretty perfect weather. Like I enjoyed the weather. So.
That's cool.
You'd be fine.
So a trip this time of year is like not really a thing. I'm sure it affects hunting.
That's why he's here and
just bring your vest.
Illinois.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, all the animals normally, lamb and kid and everything, you know, early summer, when the spring. So they're busy raising everything. You know, when you start chasing, putting hunting pressure on them, you know, that's when the moms will abort the female, kids. So you don't want that, you know.
No.
Yeah. All the males will actually start herding up. We call them bachelor herds. So, and they'll head to the high ground, you know, they'll head into the mountains and that. You could some days see 12, 14 kudu bulls together, you know, just cruising around. But it, if you shoot them in those places, the chances of you losing the hide is very good.
Okay.
You know, because it'll get hair slip just like that, you know.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So, you know, that's why, I mean, you'll get guys, you know, that will still hunt now, but it's terrible. You know, you start hunting at 4:30 in the morning and then 10:30 you're back. And then you'll sit up until probably 4:30, 5 o'clock, and then you'll hunt until 7:30 in the evening, sure. You know. So you get your hours in,
right?
But you just got that dead time, you know, in the middle of the day because it's 100-plus degrees. You know,
so. Yeah. It just wouldn't feel weird to me.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. So that's
– Just imagine, like, hunting in July here.
No, yeah, exactly. Like, we think our early season start is, like – enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. If you had to hunt midsummer here, you'd be like, yeah.
Well, those blinds were hot enough when we were there that we'd crack open a cold beer just to cool off. Imagine hunting them now when it's 30 degrees warmer.
A slow cooker in there, man.
It would be horrible.
Mm.
Yeah. You're going to come out there pink.
Like a ham. The rare. Ham that's rare. Been eating all week.
He's rare.
Doug, what you got, buddy? You got a fine?
He's in deep thought.
I can't think of one.
We'll come back to you.
Okay, come back to me.
Okay.
Why is this so hard today?
All right, I'm going to...
Everybody's been behaving.
Yeah.
I got to find...
Oh, my brain's dead.
For Jordan.
Oh, boy.
This is for doubting me for how much money a lingerie line would make you.
It's a good find.
Fair.
The whore drawer.
Oh, my
come
God.
On.
I'm excited for these boots this year.
Dude.
This is going to be fun.
The whore drawer? I'll be the only motherfucker in that thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the little goodie box when you're in school.
Is that Wisconsin that we're by these guys this year?
I think so, yeah. Yep.
Ooh, shit. Kelsey, you might as well just hit up Sam and be like, hey, what do you like for lingerie?
No, seriously. We're facing you.
We're in the same.
So it's Whitetail Adrenaline, you guys. And then we had Ben and then the bar.
Mm.
We're facing you guys.
Facing you on that back wall.
On that back wall.
That's going to get rowdy.
Yeah. You can't find me and Sam.
We're watch out, Kalahari.
Come see us.
Put Wisconsin on your list.
We'll get those daily warnings
Stuart,
that we had last year.
Stuart, you ever been in the Kalahari? Gosh.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm talking about the resort.
The Wisconsin
the real
Kalahari.
One. The real one.
That's my next door neighbor.
I've seen a zebra. They're in the zoo. Yeah. They come from the zoo.
The zoo. We just come out of Africa, and we're talking Africa, and you say, Kalahari. I'm going, oh, shit, of course, it's Red Sands. I know bloody Kalahari. Okay, the resort, dumbass. Okay, I got it.
No,
kids
Wisconsin
in a wave
Dells
pool.
Kalahari, Stuart.
The American
hot dogs
one.
And hamburgers.
You know, the real one.
Yeah,
the real one.
The founder.
No kidding.
That was great.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, Stuart.
I loved it.
Our just lame joke about this fucking made-up place they put in a resort in the middle of Wisconsin. It's like so opposite of what the real Kalahari is.
Yeah, we got one down in Austin, Texas now.
Oh, a resort?
Yeah, Kalahari Resort.
No shit.
Yep.
And how's the real
I think there's 4 or 5 of them, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I looked at that.
I think they're cool. The atmosphere's neat, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's one of our favorite atmosphere shows. Like, the vibe is there.
Minus the drinking warnings that we get in the morning.
Well, we're notorious for drinking.
Well, who isn't?
I think we
support him plenty. It was just nice if we had a little breakfast option.
They came up to us at that show. It was a circle pit conversation with me, PR Paletta, and Scheffler, and Eric. And it was like, hey, listen, the venue knows you guys are notorious for drinking a lot of beer at these shows. And they're watching you on camera. And if you're, it's the venue, it's not the show. Don't bash the show. It's
no,
the venue.
Yeah.
And they go, they are watching you guys. They know that you're drinking. And if you're handing out beer to people or drinking your own beer, you're going to get in trouble.
Did everybody get the letter or did some people get the letter?
Well, that was the first conversation. No, that happened the day prior.
Oh, got it.
We went and fuck, you were drinking our beer. Like, we're here to like promote the show and the venue.
Yeah, they're going to come and drink it anyway.
Which that show, the people who run the show are great. So I'm like, all right, yeah, cool.
Oh, they're
so we just drank our beer awesome. Like normal anyway, and then they got that letter, and then you know what we did? We drank beer like normal anyway.
Yeah.
No, we didn't. We respected the rules.
Okay, Doug.
Yeah, we did. You're right, Doug. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm
you're up,
Stuart. Doug, are you finding yet?
Yeah, I'm going to find you.
Why?
What did I do?
Just because I appreciate you being here, buddy.
Why, thank you. Cheers.
I love it.
He's never going to turn one down.
I'll do it with you.
Ooh.
There you go.
That's yummy. Bad idea.
Why is it spicy?
Is it spicy?
It's all spicy.
Austin, you're up. Who are you finding, boy?
I already gave mine to Jordan.
I know. I mean,
Leah didn't have my laundry folded this morning.
Isn't it me?
Oh, you are. No, it is yours. No, it is.
It's me.
It is me.
Pick me.
Yeah, you are it. I thought you...
No, that was Doug.
Oh, you gave it back to Doug. That's why. Yeah.
It was Doug. All righty. So I'm doing one for old time's sake.
Yeah.
You know what? I was going to find myself for like totally being a bitch to you and be like, oh, Stuart's here. And I didn't even say hi to you. I thought you were Doug.
Well, that's why I'm thinking. I'm going, I see Leah walking and she walks.
I didn't know it was you.
Puts her stuff down. I'm walking.
He looks different with his haircut.
Right. You were bushy last time.
and she kind of glances at me and then walks back out. And I'm going,
what the fuck?
This bitch.
What the hell just happened? Was I that bad?
No, I swear. When I say I thought it was Doug, it's because I already waved at Doug. I'm like, yeah, it's Doug.
Yeah.
It wasn't Doug. It was Stuart. Yep. Like, oh,
my God.
Drink.
Doug shaved drink. His mustache. Doug shaved off his mustache.
No, stop.
Because me and Stuart look so alike.
Yeah. Doug, I won't even get close to that old beauty of yours.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
The thing is looking good. I wonder why.
Glistening almost.
It is glistening.
It's got a sheen.
And it holds its shape.
A little sheen to it.
Mm. Wow.
So healthy.
I love how it just kind of just...
It's really thick.
It hovers...
Thick boy.
Just perfectly like 1 inch above that mic at like the perfect level.
It stays in perfect shape.
Do you feel like sometimes you hit your mic too much and it's kind of like rubs in like a little wear spot at the bottom of your mustache?
No.
It's like a perfect little wear spot where the mic sits right there.
Mm. Do you think when you're not here and someone else has to sit where your mic is, do you think they can smell the hair fibers of your mustache?
They better.
It's my spot.
It's me.
I hide mustache hairs all over it.
Doug's upper lip just smells like ass.
Literally.
Oh, no.
Buttocks. did everybody get a fine or dish a fine or receive a fine?
Elsie hasn't gotten a fine.
Oh.
Everyone,
hurry. She's not in here. We got to think of fine.
Jordan, you got one for her, right?
Jordan,
come on. You got to tell us what to fine her for.
She got the carpet cleaned without you knowing.
No, that's, you got something better than that. Come on.
It's weak.
It's weak. I mean, that's a good fallback plan.
This is the time.
Think.
Okay, let's put our heads together.
All right. What did she do that we don't like collectively?
I'm out on this one.
Think. Use your brains. Why is she such a good person?
I know. Find her for being fucking rad.
Find her for not having a whore drawer.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
No, we kind of did that. We need something new.
Tell her for not.
My wife doesn't suck, and I don't kill big bucks, so she's holding up her end of the deal.
Hey, Kelsey.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Did you go pee? How was that?
How are you?
Santa go tinkle.
Did you okay. use a bidet?
Nothing scares me.
Listen, you'll have a cleaner butt. I have the cleanest butt in Mercer County, Illinois, and I dare you to challenge me.
I'll be in there for an hour.
Butt check.
We're butt check. Doug's the first guy to call a butt check.
Puts on his inspector hat.
What I missed.
My magnifying glass.
Well, we were just discussing how
to find you.
Are the only one that hasn't taken a fine yet.
And we're trying to figure out how
because
to do it.
I'm an angel.
And Jordan didn't help.
No, Jordan's
yeah, he's too good. He's a goody too.
Pleaded the fifth.
He said you're too perfect.
Oh my God! Here, I'll just take my own.
We find people for being too perfect before.
Yeah.
No, I am not perfect. Are you kidding me?
We find Chris in South Africa for being too perfect.
That is true.
We did.
But you can find me for swearing, but it's acceptable around here, so I fit right in.
Okay, it's fine.
Chris
it's
truly encouraged. Deserved that fine.
Okay, fine. I'll find her.
Oh.
What?
I go.
I'm gonna. Yeah, you
I'm
heard
doing
me.
It.
For what?
We're gonna find you. For painting the pillars, stretching the carpet, and cleaning it at the pullback and let go store without me knowing.
Strictly against my consent. Your advisement.
And if Daniela and Alexa were here, I'd find them too.
Agreed. Yeah. Yeah. Daddy needs to know about these things.
Then I'm totally going to enjoy it because it looks so much better.
Daddy's put the foot down. But
I think when we come and visit you guys at the resort, I think we're going to have to muscle up a couple of decent fines.
We need to get you guys there. It has
Ginger
to happen.
Brandy better be there.
So I keep hearing. I keep hearing we're coming, but
Jordan, was you that said there is a Jordan, was you that said there's a ginger liqueur?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Well, you said ginger brandy, so that's
it's a liqueur, but we
okay. So
but
in Wisconsin, it's like ginger brandy is a thing.
Okay.
What is it? What ginger brandy?
Yeah.
I must have been in the kitchen too long. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, where you belong. What? Sorry. Why do I do this to myself?
Sometimes you're lucky that I'm back there and I don't tell you to go
over. Every episode, I do something incriminating. It's like,
it's okay,
Kurt's got blackface photos from 94. What the fuck?
I need to harden up for winter here.
I thought we deleted
brutal honesty and sarcasm is coming up.
I love it. I don't know. I'm an ass. Sorry. Good fun. Hey, I got a question.
Yeah.
When the fuck are you guys going to go to Africa?
Right? When we sell a resort and we can leave in August.
I knew that was coming.
Is it on the radar?
It's more. Okay, I'll say this. It's more on the radar than it was 24 hours ago.
Really?
I showed him
the picture of the tent.
Because sitting in on that podcast last night with you guys and Austin showing me some pictures of the whole experience, basically.
Yeah.
The room, the tent, the blinds, the everything. I'm not against it.
Dude, it's
fucking amazing.
Okay,
I feel like it's kind of like what you guys said a year ago. Like, it was never on the radar. I don't know if it's even on the radar, but I wouldn't say no as hard as I would have said no, like,
everything's
a day
ago. On the radar, because there's a way of thinking in life and whatever, like, however terms you look at it.
It's adventure.
This also... Are you done? Sorry.
I'm done.
Okay.
So,
this takes me back to the idea that I had here that I wanted to say was like talking about the shop and the things and the growing pains of like coming up from a logo idea and like grabbing an Instagram handle on a road trip to holy shit, we went from that to a t-shirt to a hat to, you know, two or three large orders to a show to a storefront thinking you're going to have just a warehouse to having employees in like three or four years. Like, we went from anglers, we purchased a fully functioning resort. Like, it took the balls to even have the idea of buying a fully functioning business, but it was turnkey. And knowing that we weren't just like some 50-year-old people that are like, yeah, we're just going to hire a managerial staff and like we're just going to fund it and just collect. Like, we work all the hours. We still work all the hours. Like, to going to the pullback idea, like, this is our baby. To, for you guys, working class is because you guys built it up from what it was to what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know how to freaking work.
I mean, you guys started in a closet. Now we're in the
studio. And here's the thing there's no fear. Like Jordan says, like, well, people are like, oh, you jumped off the curb. And like Jordan would say, well, we kind of feel like we jumped off the bridge, but what do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? Nothing. Oh, it didn't work out. Went back to work, you know, or whatever.
You know,
like,
normal job.
No. Real work.
Real work. Real work.
Yeah. You wouldn't society know what that is. Society's yeah. jobs.
You wouldn't know what that is anymore.
So, yeah, I'm like, going off, nice. Of, going off of that, you know, Jordan and I didn't come from some loaded family that, like, threw down a down payment to buy the resort. Like,
yeah.
we're not some entitled couple. Like, I lived with Jordan's family for 6 months before we even got married. Like, my mom was living up in Hayward, you know, whatever, and all that stuff. And our grandparents live up there. We have two small kids. There's, you know, 6 and 9 years old. And to getting married when we were 23 years old, we started working at the resort. We worked there for a couple months. We bought the resort a few months after that. And how you get to do that is very creative and utilizing banking and terms and working with previous owners of...
It's super easy. Just show up and do what you said you were going
to
do.
You just have to show up, use yeah. big words, make it work for you, and then just keep going. So that was 15 years ago.
Wow. You know? No kidding.
Yeah. So we've been resort owners for 15 years.
Wow. So, congratulations, man. The hustle is not easy.
Thank
so.
You. No, it is not. It sucks. But there's plenty of years. Like, this year was a blast.
But there's more not suck than sucks.
Oh, totally. Like, and it's usually like a situation. It's not just like the daily load. It's just a situation that can make like a day suck.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you know that overall, like if you can 60%, 70% enjoy your job, you're in the right position.
Yeah.
Like if you don't enjoy that over 50%, like, and you just like literally your life is like not good because of your position and where you work or whatever, then you need to change it.
Yeah. Your life is not very long.
You do not need to be a slave to your job. Yeah. We are a slave to our job because we choose to be.
And you enjoy it.
Yeah, we
it's
do.
It's a passion.
Yeah, too. For sure.
I always and say so it's like, a lifestyle, not a job.
Oh, yeah. No, it's totally for a lifestyle. Sure. Because, yeah. I mean, we say, like, in the summer, they're like, oh, you're here. And you're like, yeah, I sleep at home.
Yeah.
I live here.
Yeah, yeah, really. I mean, that, too, is, like, even to, like, advance on the, kind of what you guys are saying with the hustle, it's, like, I have people, like, I feel like a lot of times people talk about the podcast like it's just me. It's not just me. But I am, like, I thought of the brand, right? And I am fortunate to have a great team. Like, Eric, Doug, Austin, Ross, the whole team makes this what this is, you
for
know?
For sure.
And I'm so thankful that I have great people. But I feel like where it rooted from, I wanted to make my life designed around what I'm passionate about, which is hunting.
Right.
And then it just all fell into place over time perfectly with growth and expansion, meeting good people and being like, I want to surround myself with more good people and then hustling and then to work harder to be like, hey, I want you to be a part of this and let's hustle together to make this bigger. And then the goal is eventually all of us are fucking employees of working class bow hunter and we're all here every day.
So when you call out, Jordan, you know? And you're like, I'm on my last week of work at John Deere. Like, I was like, oh my God, they freaking did it.
Yeah.
Like that is like you took the jump to choose to quit your full-time job.
Yeah.
Because your brand could build better and bigger or, you know, you had that room for growth, but you had to be there more. You guys had to be there more.
Well, we were at the crossroads. Like here, we got to a point where, and this is like what fucking really pissed me off because when I did quit John Deere, I got a lot of like, well, you're not working class anymore.
Right.
That was like, for the first month, 2 months, all I heard was you're not working class anymore. And I'm like, okay, hold on. What does that mean? Because if I wanted to stay work, does it mean you get to work a job that you're unhappy with and stay unhappy?
Yeah.
Because working class to me is a mindset of hustling to get to where you want to go.
Exactly.
And then grow into like sky's the limit, wherever you want that to be.
And
that's
I'm so
a working class mindset.
And I'm so sorry that it's on your own terms now.
Yeah right. It's a bummer you fucking hustled so hard.
You should have done that.
So okay,
It got to the point where we looked at it. Eric and I talked. Eric and I own working class, and we're like, okay, look, if somebody doesn't jump to go full time, we're gonna plateau, and we're just gonna be at this plateau base. So we did kill it last year when we all worked full time, all of us.
Yep.
And Eric just dropped off one day. So Eric is in transition, if people don't know, not to be a woman, but to be working class. But I know that's a thing right now. People are being cats and women and shit. So not us here. But Eric just dropped off one day of work of his work week. It's a big deal. Like we're working. So here I am trying to get fucking canceled again. I just can't fucking get away from it. I just fucking got to make jokes about the gays.
Preach. Here
I am. Blackface in 94. I'm sorry. So Eric's dropping off. He just dropped off Fridays at work. And we're in, like, we got things in place. Like, it's going to get there. So, anyway, it got to the point where it's like one of us doesn't jump we're just going to maintain a base level because we can only put so much effort into it.
Yep.
Right.
So I pulled numbers, and the year's not over yet. We did, and I'm not going to give people exact numbers because people are fucking haters, but we did 2 million more downloads this year already by the end of the year than we did last year.
Nice.
So nice. So for people that are listening to hate.
More than double in 1 year.
Can we turn this wall into a chalkboard where you guys like set those goals for like a year and then just photograph it? So that's like amazing.
We killed it. And I'm like, I'm humble bragging because I'm proud of this and I don't care.
You could call this like the bitch board. Like you just write out all the
It should be a
shit.
Chalkboard, right?
Yes.
But yeah, we did really good last year, but we did 2 million more than we did last year. So I'm like.
That's incredible.
God, I'm glad that number's added up and me going full time.
That's awesome.
It'd be such a bummer if it didn't add up that
negative
way.
Negative down.
Yeah. So we're stoked, right? So, but that's like, we had to do that to grow. And then looking at what we want to do with the brand, even on the back end business wise, the goal, Eric will be full time. I'm hoping real soon.
Wow.
Yeah,
so that's the first I'm hearing about that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Mm. So Austin didn't share any information with you, but
hey, you got to keep your circle tight. You know what I'm saying?
I like it.
Hey, Austin, remember your wife doesn't suck. She
don't. Mama's on a need-to-know basis.
She don't need to know.
That's right. She don't even know how big we are. That's
fine. Okay, so I want to take it back to your question of the winter thing. So then I started out with, you know, then our 15 years.
Yeah.
So, like, we have been fully full-time. I mean, our job, our resort, we've owned it for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you own a business, or how long do you work in a position? You know what I mean? Like, it's that we've hit that point. Like, we're almost 40 to knowing, like, what's our 10-year plan? What's our, you know, what's the next step?
Yeah.
And certainly you have to start setting out setting up a phase out idea, or, you know, where do you, we can't do 100-hour weeks for 15 more years.
No.
Like, physically, it is not a possibility.
Yeah.
So looking at that 10-year plan or whatever is definitely a thing, and saying to, you know, maybe the first step would be to not be open in the winter, because we want to be with our kids more often. We have to be present for them. Like, that's like, what's more important? Your family, obviously. Well, your health.
Well, I mean, my kids are getting to this stage where they're leaving home, you know, and I'm going, oh shit, you know, I should have done a little more with them.
Yeah.
You know? And I travel a lot. So, and you know, they travel with me, you know, and, you know, and my wife and that. And it's like, you go, fuck, I should have done more.
Yes.
So once you know, and it's tough. And obviously I want to hear a little more about your guys' resort and everything and talk a little bit more about that. But it is, I mean, when you realize you're putting these 100-hour weeks and all that sort of stuff, and who suffers? Your family.
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
And I mean, you know, I was in Africa for 5 months, and I didn't see my family. You know, unfortunately, my wife got a new job, and so they didn't come over to Africa. Normally they do, and I see them between my breaks. But this year it wasn't like that, you know. So I got home, and it was almost like I came back to strangers. My son was a hell of a lot bigger. My daughter was more beautiful. My wife was more angry, you know.
Yeah, that's a long time, man.
Yeah, and it's hard because she had to deal with all the shit, you know.
Yeah.
So, how annoying is when you hear, it's like, you hunt for a living. It must be awesome. It's awesome, but
and you're always going to be an asshole, let's be honest. No matter what. However you're going to look at it, however your customers are going to look at
it. Not going to please everybody.
No, and never. You know what? Who's doing it, though? You're doing it for yourself, but you're also serving other people,
and you're making a
but
living
when
too,
you get to the point where like you haven't seen your kids in 5 months, your wife in 5 months. Jordan and I put our kids together on Monday nights. We have dinner together on Monday nights. That's the only time we really get to spend with our kids for 6 months.
Yep.
23 nights out of the summer.
Yep. That's hard.
It sucks. Mm. And especially at the point now where they're realizing it, where they're like, well, my friends get to go camping. My friends get to do this or whatever. And now they're realizing like what they're not getting to do.
Mm-hmm.
We won't give up our summers. The winter time, though, is the one where you're like, you know, where you really have to start looking at it like financially, you know, on the logistics side of things to say like, what can we give up? Well, I can't give up a Thursday in the summer, but you probably could give up a winter, especially if you're going to come into some shitty winter where you don't have snow, because we are snowmobiling, you know, there.
Yeah.
But to have now pullback and having that option or opportunity, I should say, not an option, opportunity to have a different business in that off season, as far as the summer resort would be, to doing what we love. We love hunting. We love archery hunting. We love now taking the kids out in the woods, you know, doing the things, planting the food plots. Like Austin's going to, our son, Austin, is going to be the one driving the tractor, planting, you know, this, you know, all the food plots and stuff like that. Yeah. That kid will be the guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's six, but he'll be on one, you know?
Yeah.
And now to be that family oriented kind of stuff is like,
okay, let me ask you this.
Super important, and it's just, it's exciting to think about the next step.
I'm kind of catching vibes of like 5 years hiring like managers to run anglers like for you guys while you guys handle other passion projects.
I think that if we're going to run a managerial staff, we might, like, no disrespect to anybody, but I'd rather just be closed.
Oh, really?
As far as like the winter, I think we would just close.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If we got to that point.
Yeah. Summertime would be our
logistics would be have the to
commitment.
Be figured
it's
out.
Always the but. Commitment. But here's the thing. You're the face behind the brand. So if we're not like, okay, Jordan, let's be honest in this one. When I'm in the kitchen for 2 months in the fall.
Sucks.
Like it sucks. Mm-hmm. Where's Kelsey? Is she home with the kids? No, she's cooking your pizza right now. And she's 40 orders back. It. Yeah, I'm the only one in the kitchen.
Shit.
Yeah. So it's like, we're like, it's, you don't go to Anglers Haven, you go to Jordan and Kelsey's. You don't go to Trailways, you go to Dave and Kathy's. Like, it's your name is, your personal names are the nickname of the establishment that you're going to.
I get that. Because we get this.
Also, trusting your staff. People, I trust my staff. We
people,
do.
People listen to you.
But now, if you walk
you.
Out the door, you trust your staff.
I get this a lot.
Like, that's always going to be a question. No matter who it is, you know, it's no disrespect to any of our staff ever.
Yeah.
But it's that moment where you just want to pour a little bit heavier. Or how about an altercation? It's not even what you don't, not even staff, you know, let's just say stealing from you. It's what's happening. Someone broke their ankle. They fell down the steps. A toilet broke. The beer tapper like super got really messed up. Well, then we'd have to turn around, you know?
Kind of thing. Yeah.
So just doing that or whatever, but back to pullback is just like, it's like to think that, well, what if we closed in the winter? Now we could be fully pull back, do some shows. Our kids are at the age where you could probably start bringing them, maybe bring a babysitter with or whatever, just so they can get the traveling and the experience and the socializing and stuff like that. And then also like on the same aspect of all of this is like I said, I don't want people to think that like Jordan and Kelsey were given like a handout to how to start a business and how to run things. Like this was just all sweat, blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah.
A lot of fucking hard work.
Fuck yeah.
To going, if you're like, how many people are out there listening right now and going, I have this idea of like starting something, you know?
A lot of people don't have the balls to go for something, man.
Seriously.
It's scary to take that jump from a dream to actually put, you know, pedal.
Absolutely. And it's not like all of a sudden you need to throw thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars into a business idea. Like,
yeah, taper into it.
It went from Jordan saying this, I'd like an antler like bow and arrow concept, kind of sketched out on a bar napkin, to finding an artist.
Yeah.
And then to go, let's go in like, you know, $400 or $500 on some hats. And we were lucky to have Anglers Haven to talk about it because people are like, oh, Jordan, how's your like hunting season, you know, or whatever. And then, or just having it at the bar and people are like, what's that? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
We had like, what is it? Test market.
Yeah, like a test, and, like a, Anglers is like a built-in test market that we didn't even realize until it was happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And it's like, what's that? Well, that's I still to this day kind of half stumble over what it is.
Because
it's my archery brand.
I say it's a premium clothing brand.
You know?
And someone asked me what it is. That's how
I'm the type of guy that,
You're too humble to like say.
I find it uncomfortable to talk about myself.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I get that. It's just you're a humble dude, though.
So
you need to be less humble.
I know.
Fuck it, right?
He's gotten so much better, though. Oh my gosh.
But Austin and I were talking about that in the blind today.
You guys are both the most like humble dudes.
Seriously,
it's like
it's easy to get uncomfortable in front of a camera, but we, you know,
be cocky a little bit, you know.
Well, growing up, neither one of us would have ever dreamed that we're sitting here on a microphone tonight, you know, on a podcast. Like it's just not
being
the
recorded
kind of people that we are. Yeah. So,
do you guys kind of feel though, like whatever you do now, however you like envision where you're at, do you ever felt like you're just meant to do that? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You grew up behind a table.
I grew up in a family business, so I get the meat and potatoes, so to speak, of a family business and what it takes to, You know, I was taught that by my grandfather and my dad and my mom and my grandma.
Customer service and hard work.
You know, I grew up with truck drivers yelling at me, thinking that the only reason I had a Harley in high school is because they were our customer.
Mm.
It's like, yeah, it doesn't really work that way, but I get what you're saying. Cool, bro.
Yeah, thumbs up.
Had nothing to do with me working 80-plus hours a week for my family business.
Of course not.
Of course, that couldn't have anything to do with it.
Nothing.
So anyway, yeah, it's kind of like... I've done that since I was a kid, so like moving into Anglers wasn't like weird for me. The weird part for me was standing behind a bar.
Making cocktails.
Hundreds of people staring at you.
Staring at you all the time.
And it's your bar.
Right.
And happy that they were there.
But like I told Austin, I'm like, you know, I'm very comfortable at Anglers now, you know. But
yeah.
Throw me at the depot across the street. It's called the depot, right?
Yeah.
Throw me across the depot behind the bar there, and I would be like, I'm in someone else's kitchen. Like, I don't know where I'm doing. I don't know where all their stuff is.
The Anglers is your home.
Anglers is home. Anglers is my living room, you know?
That's how I feel about the studio.
Right.
I'm here every day, all day.
Exactly.
This is my house.
It's your house.
Yeah.
So coming back to, you know, your fishing resort and that, so do you have to then, have you got somebody that gets the boats ready for the customers?
So we... That whole era of, let's call it resorting or resort life, is kind of morphed. Everyone has their own boat.
Oh.
Here.
Okay.
Everyone has their own boat. And, like, kind of like the olden days, like the American plan, where you go to the mess hall and we make lunch for you and we make dinner for you and all that type of stuff is kind of, I'm sure some places still do it, but our place is like, All of our cabin guests, we have a couple boats that we rent. But for the most part, I mean, Le Coudre is a huge lake. It's 5,000 acres. So a lot of our cabin guests have nice fishing boats and pontoons.
It's kind of
their gig. Like Anglers is their cabin.
So
they're like, all right, you guys provide the cabin. You provide the service. I rent 3 to 4 times a year from you or twice or once or whatever it is. And then I bring my boat.
But we have like the boat landing there.
So we have a landing right at the resort. We have private docks that they can park their boats on. And, you know, it's all set up that way for the cabin guests.
It's 7 cabins.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have 4 cabins that are on the water and then there's 3 in the back. Mm-hmm. So 60 people usually.
Oh, wow.
So when we first bought the resort, there was little 14-foot V boats with 15 horse Evinrudes. And, you know, we just kind of broke out of that generation of people that know how to drive 2-strokes and tiller motors.
Yep.
You know, like back when we were kids, probably it was like, oh my gosh, my dad, he took me to a resort up north. We rented a boat. I got to drive this boat and go fishing. Now the kids, they're like, what's the Wi-Fi password?
Yeah.
You know, they don't have a clue how to start a boat motor.
Or even care.
And I'm not ragging. If any of the kids that stay at the resort hear this, I'm not ragging on them. Like, we have great guests. But the consensus is
they want the Wi-Fi code.
They want to hang out.
And it's like 80 degrees and sunny.
Well,
yeah,
that should be in the lake.
Give her that mic a little bit there.
Wait, Leah, what was that?
I said when we went up there, we had to rent a boat off you guys. My son like puked all over it. So, yeah, sorry about that, guys.
What's up?
I didn't even know he did that.
I think I cleaned it the best I could.
Hey, lots of stuff happens really in our boats that we don't know about.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Hey, how many boats have you rented out there?
What's up?
August, buddy.
Doug, we're going to take a deposit on you, bud.
What?
He's going to leave a deposit.
please don't.
Pull back and let go of your boat.
Yeah.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Oh, my God.
It's fucked, and I love it.
Oh.
I do love that hustle conversation, because I think there's a lot of shit people don't, like, think about when it comes to, like, what you guys do and operating, like, your own business, but then multiple businesses. Like, I can't even imagine.
Well,
like,
well, I finally had to use a calendar. Like, I used to hold it in my brain, but now, well, I'm the big person. I have to write everything out. So here I am buying the calendar, and I'm like, oh.
Google Calendar, man. Because that's how I operate, huh?
Payroll,
with the podcast.
Well, Kurt, you said the whole hustle deal. So how did it feel the first time you put your logo on a hat or a t-shirt?
The same way kind of you explained it, like I felt like it was just like, yeah, we got a couple hats.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, there's a sense of pride there.
It's cool.
Too.
It's like, check it out. Yeah.
You're like, wow, my idea is actually on a shirt. Yeah. Or my idea is on a hat.
Because I made our logo on an iPad, and I used, like, I didn't have the money at the time to buy, like, the app or actual Photoshop that I needed. Mm-hmm. So I used, like, all the, I found in the app store, this is in 2014, I found what apps were available that had one feature that was free in each app. So mm-hmm. that I drew it out with my finger on the iPad, exported it. Imported it to the new app, got that feature that I needed that was free, mm-hmm. exported it. So by the time I was done, it was like this fucking blurry ass, but you could, it was the logo. And then what we did is we found, once it got serious enough, like even if you go back on our Facebook when we first started, you scroll all the way down, you'll see the first couple like rough ass renderings of the logo, and it's still the logo. Whoever sent me that note. So, yeah, we own our logo. So anybody that tries to fuck with it, fuck off.
But, that's what I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, for yeah, sure we own
that's
it.
That's the first thing that you do.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yes, we do have that completely 100% mm-hmm. protected. So I drew it on an iPad, so it looked like shit. But then eventually we ended up getting to a guy. Jordan Johnson helped out and like basically cleaned it up and made the edges not finger brush marks from when I drew it on the iPad and like made it work. So anyway, a long transition, but then yeah, it ended up eventually being on a hat. It was like cool. And then we made some banners, which was just a white blank banner. We had somebody print black vinyl stickers. We stuck it on there. And then do you remember the banner, Doug, we had hanging in the old studio where everyone would sign
it?
Oh
yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And Eric's got that somewhere. We have the whole thing is covered in signatures from all our guests.
Do you have it on like plexi or something, or what did you put it on that you could move it around?
This thing just rolled it
like
up.
We'd do shows and we would just pull it off and roll it up and take it with us. Oh, and then we'd have people sign it. And then it just got so full that we kind of quit doing it.
Oh, must be rough. Just kidding.
Well, we've done a fuck ton of podcasts, you know? And it wasn't like only the big names are signing it. Everybody signed it.
No, you should actually get it mounted or put it on some wood and put it up on here.
You know,
we'll
put it in our new building.
That'd be cool.
And the neighboring building. So that's not really.
Start a second later.
Not new.
New-ish. Just flip it over.
Slightly new to you.
New to you.
Yeah, it looks like Doug's sock on this fucking bedroom floor.
Still going strong.
It's still a sock.
Yeah.
Good for one more use.
No, sorry. I asked about the trademarking thing because that is like, huge. And I think that's seriously underrated for people that have a cool idea and they just create a logo. It's scary because you're.
There's a lot of common use laws I've learned about.
Yeah, just like kind of government website and you're paying the things and all that stuff. Yeah. And
well, you know, here's the thing. Even if we wanted to change our name of our podcast tomorrow to something else, which whatever, as long as we still have that logo, which we will, people know the logo.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm very fortunate that like it just is a simplistic, recognizable mm-hmm. shape and you can see it from a distance. Like the McDonald's arches of podcast logos for hunting podcasts.
I like
logos.
That.
Yeah. So I got lucky, right? Like I got lucky is that I took a picture of a shed antler that I had at home and fucking traced over with my finger.
I'm going to say the same thing about ours. So kudos to you and us.
Yeah, I agree with your
cheers,
logo too on that.
Pal.
Yeah, cheers. Yeah. So it's cool.
Ching, ching.
I'm just glad it worked out. Like I didn't have to go to a graphic designer and be like, no, this is dumb. Do this.
That's cool.
I'm not saying that that's what you guys
do. Oh, God. No. There's different business aspects for everybody.
Yeah. I got lucky, I drew it, I was like, fuck that. Okay. That's
a logo, I'm just going off of those ideas. Not simplistic. Bad. Like I'm on a car ride down to ATA and this idea, like anybody can have these expansion ideas.
Yeah.
Let it go. Do it. Like,
yeah,
there should be more people out there that are doing this because not as much as I want to say, I want all these people out of the workforce because we still need people, but like to build your own brand and own business and stuff on your, whatever concept that you're under.
Well, here's the thing.
Whatever your heart allows, go for it and take the risk and stuff. But don't live beyond your means and like jump too far where all of a sudden you bury yourself and it's just a horrible
mistake.
Don't
get your face tattooed. But at the same time, like people
don't go order $75,000 worth of stuff and then just sit on it.
This is a hard truth to swallow for a lot of people. And I feel like I think about this a lot. And maybe you guys are going to, this is going to be kind of harsh when I'm wording it, but I'm trying to get canceled or something. People generally are pussies. Generally, they are. They don't do half the things. They think about things that they want to do. They don't do half of it. Like, take career choices like we're talking, hunt opportunities. Stuart, you know this more. People want to go to Africa, but why don't they go?
What's holding you back?
If it's not money, it could be in their head. That's it. But a lot of it is they're scared of going to somewhere or doing something that they're unsure about or don't know about.
Yeah. Right.
It's different. But they want to do it, but their own mental block and just keep them from doing it. People want to get tattoos because they want to do it because they self-expression or whatever. But
it's fun to think about, but when you actually have to do it, it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
It's kind of like me with a tattoo. I'm shit scared to have one.
Do you not have one?
I want one.
Just go get one. Go make an appointment.
I'm just crap scared to go and get one.
No, Kurt and I are going to
field trip.
It's done.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys? Interrupting the episode. Sorry about that, but you know, we got to do it. Free content. We got to stay alive. The podcast is brought to you by Grizzly Coolers, but this series is more importantly brought to you by the Grizzly Hunting Blind. That's we are new to the hunting box blind game and super stoked about the new Grizzly Hunting Blind. It's kind of like the Cadillac in our eyes of the blinds. Super cozy, and code WCB works for it if you want to order your own blind. And call up Grizzly, tell them we sent you great drinkware, great coolers. Very proud to be partnered with them as well. And Victory Archery. You know, we're talking hunting arrows, the carbon arrow experts in our opinion, and I'm rocking the RIP TKOs. I've been rocking them for a long time now, even before we were partnering with Victory. It just ended up working out that way. We got some podcasts coming up with them here at ATA, but if you've never shot Victory arrows or never been around them, definitely look into the RIP TKO, the VAP SS. I've shot the RIP TKO, and that's what I know and love, and I'm sticking with it. I don't see me changing from that. Maybe I'll play around with different weights on the front or the back end. We'll see, but we've used it everywhere from mountain lion to Africa to whitetails at home, and we've loved it. So check out victoryarchery.com. Podcast also brought to you by SpyPoint Trail Cams, SpyPoint Cell Cams. The Link Micros is a killer of a camera. I've had Links running on the same set of lithiums all year long. Super stoked with it. And the new Flex, which we covered at ATA last year, has been out. They've been rocking great photo quality, easy as hell to set up. So check them out. The Flex. You can also be a part of the Insiders Club. The app is kick-ass. You can favorite and organize your trail camera photos, because if you're like me, you're pretty shitty at it without an app or something like that to favorite and keep everything organized how you want, and HD images and all that. So check out the Insider Club and the new Flex, or the Link Micros. They have two packs available all over. So you'll check it out. The app even has mapping, which is cool, so you can mark where your cameras are. So check that out at SpyPoint. Podcast also brought to you by Trophy Line. Trophy Line is primarily known as a saddle company, but I see Trophy Line more as a mobile hunting company, and you can use code WCB for everything at Trophy Line. Works for everything. If you need another carabiner, you need, you name it. They have packs, they have sticks, they have a saddle set up for you, and there's some new awesome products coming from Trophy Line that we're going to cover very, very soon. Keep an eye out for that ATA week. There's some exciting stuff coming, but I rocked the Fanatic this year. Love the shit out of it. The EDP platform. They have bundles you can get online, and the code works on the bundles. So the Mission platform, a little bigger, if you, that's what you're looking for in your saddle setup, check that out. All sorts of packs. It's hard to cover them all, but check them out. Trophyline.com. Use code WCB to save yourself some coin on your next mobile hunting saddle setup or pack or accessory. So check them out. And now for some automated ads. Sorry about that, guys. Appreciate you, though. Love you.
It's done.
We gotta do it. That'd be fun. See, well, the tattoo is a good example because you know it hurts.
Yep.
You want one. You thought about it a lot.
This
is, and I'm speaking for a lot of people, too, you know, but this is like, you know, it's not going to be the best time. You really want it because you want whatever you want for whatever reason you want it. But once you get it, it's like, fuck, that feels good. Once it's done, you're like, fuck, yeah, that's
so
fun.
True.
And then you're like, man, I should get another one. That'd be cool to get this. And then, but then a lot of people will simmer out and be like, oh, yeah, I'll get one. You know what the best thing to do if you think you want a tattoo? Find the artist you want, whatever. Find some the style you want. Find a tattoo artist who does that style.
Mm-hmm.
Call them. Talk to them. If they're a dick to you, hang up. Find a good artist that's nice to you, because they don't need to be dickheads to you. You're paying them money.
No, it's you know, they're offering your service.
Jordan's got the luck.
Like, we trust you for all of our hunting African guy needs.
Same thing, yeah.
There's a lot of dickhead tattoo artists.
Yes, there is.
But then what you need to do, call them, tell them some ideas, book an appointment, and then if you know if you liked it and you know you want to get another one, book the appointment before you leave for your next one.
Lee's already be in 3 months. She's stacked quarterly already.
Stacking them up.
Yep.
That's how you got. That's
she's like hair salon style of like tattoo parlors.
I'm not messing around.
Every 3 months.
Yeah, every 6 months. Hair. Every fourth every Tuesday. Every 2-3 months, maybe tattoo. Yep. I'm on a schedule.
Well, here's the thing with tattoos. People underestimate. Like, I always hear this, and I'm tattooed, but I'm not tattooed.
Well, how are you not tattooed?
You're pretty tattooed, brother.
You're getting.
Well, I don't. All right. So
hey,
let me
Kurt,
say
there's
this.
A spider on the ceiling.
I don't get it.
As he covers his neck.
So I don't feel tattooed because one of my best friends is fucking tattooed.
Yeah, he's on another level.
Yeah. So, but I don't see my tattoos, right? Because I'm used to them. Like, I don't like. Oh,
it's like a part of you now.
Yeah. Like, I don't. You know what I mean? It's like if you have a freckle or a mole somewhere, right. You're not like, ah, oh, damn, that fucking thing.
They little, maybe. You don't notice them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got small ones. So, freckles and all that. Yeah, I got what you're saying. But, I don't even know where I was getting at with that. But like,
you don't feel tattooed.
You don't notice it.
To the outsider that doesn't know you, like people look at you. You've got enough tattoos that people look.
People are like, yeah, Kurt's the tattooed guy.
Yeah, in my head, but I'll get what I was getting. People are like, will come up, I guess because or they probably think that I'm tattooed, whatever. But yeah, I'm going to get a sleeve. And I'm like, you know, that's a lot of work. Like a sleeve, it's your arm, right? But it's a lot of work to get a full sleeve. Like, we're talking, if unless you're in the shop every 2 weeks and you're really making the ambitious appointments to get a sleeve out, you're going to be, like, if you go every 2 weeks to get a tattoo, you could have a sleeve done in a year.
Mm-hmm. What?
You're committing, and you're going to be tired of getting fucking ran, you know. But there's dudes out there, like Dakota's in the shop every 2 fucking weeks. Mm-hmm. He's got tattoos that are itching, and he's getting blasted on the other side of his body.
Say he's
and
then, going over ink because he doesn't have any room left.
Yeah, and then the tattoo from 3 weeks ago is still shiny. That other one's peeling, and he's getting tattooed on this other side.
Right.
And you got to commit to it. And I've stretched mine out. Like, I'll go through phases where I'll do, like, one a month for 3 months, you know, and then I'll take a break during hunting season because I'm hunting. And then what I always do after trade season – I'll book out one a month until hunting season again.
Jordan, I feel like you've had the worst of luck on tattoos, but like you're committed on some stuff.
Mm-hmm. What's that? What do you mean, worst luck?
Well, it's a whole relationship.
Well, it's like, I know the girl.
The style works, but maybe the artist does.
The artist
not.
Was like, she didn't like vibe with me. Oh. She's a good artist.
You got to travel.
You know, it's like
for your tattoo artist.
It's hard to, like you said, you got to like be.
And they turn out fine. Like, you know, there's not like.
Like my first tattoo was like. It's good, but it's like,
what style tattoos do you like?
At that point where you settled,
I don't know.
But you just did it.
I'm not that into it to know styles of tattoos.
Dude, there's a tattoo artist. How far is Milwaukee from you?
4 hours, 5 hours.
Yeah, it's
5 hours.
Redbeard, good land tattoo. I got my buffalo done by him. He's a traditional artist. That dude's fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I found him and called him and made my appointment like 3 months. And I was like, all right, I'm driving to Milwaukee to get tattooed. And I have one from a traditional artist in Colorado. Like, you have to like find who you want,
right?
Book them, tell them what you want in advance, and then travel there and make it like a trip type of thing.
Right.
That's what I've done with a lot of mine. But we're fortunate, like an hour away, we have like the best traditional tattoo artists in the country, like two of the best traditional, Zach Dole and Tim Beck, two of the best dudes in the game for traditional tattooing.
It's kind of like one of those situations where you have an idea and you don't have to like show them the exact picture. You just kind of show them, hey, I kind of like this, and you just trust them.
Yeah.
You know, and they go with it.
That's what,
and whatever happens is like, it's magic.
Yeah. They're doing it because it makes sense for the tattoo.
Yeah.
And you almost like my, Zach did my eye with like the lightning bolts. I'm like, dude, I want this. Just make it fit my elbow how you think it'll look good as a tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, he brings up the, how's that look? Yeah, dude, fucking run it.
Yep.
It's kind of what happened with my 8-ball.
Exactly.
In the kitchen?
It's legendary.
It was magic.
Hey, did you see someone someone commented on a post and said, Kurt, I didn't know you killed like that many good eight pointers.
Yeah, I did.
You should get an 8-ball tattoo. And I'm like,
funny you say that.
I can't get an 8-ball tattoo because Austin has an 8. Well, so I did CC Hunt Files podcast and talked about like my dad and I like just have a thing where we kill eight big 8-pointers or whatever, and like we can't kill a 10-pointer that like scores high because it's got 10 instead of 8. And then someone's like, "Hey, I didn't know you had that many big eights. You should get an 8-ball tattoo, like with antlers on it, like an 8."
Did you just
know,
like comment with a picture of Austin's tattoo?
I tagged Austin. I said, "Well, I can't because Austin is the king of like all."
Obviously, ball you haven't been around.
Can you pull that 8-ball out real quick?
I feel like I've heard more 8-ball.
We'll just use that as the cover art.
Pull it out. We need to see it.
Are you? Let me take off the Lord's flannel.
Well, you gotta strip it.
Hey,
off.
Stuart, you should pass that fireball over here for a little.
Hey, you should make a clear window.
I think Leah needs one too.
You should make a clear window in the Lord's flannel for the 8-ball tattoo.
For the wives that don't suck.
Yeah, well.
Hey, Jordan, you're not hearing my product development.
Easy.
Here we go.
My product development idea. I've said this is the third time I've said it.
I'm sorry.
Want you to make like a clear, like, plexi, like, plastic window on the 8-ball side on the Lord's flannel just for him.
Stuart, this is what you have to look forward to.
It shines through.
So shines through.
Let's see it pass.
Damn, dude. Woo,
yeah, that's cool.
That's cool.
It's got teeth and eyeballs.
You see the skull in there?
Yeah.
It's almost Stuart. Round like an actual 8-ball.
Yeah.
Stuart, your tattoo will not look like this.
It looks like...
So what are you proposing?
I'm proposing that we take you somewhere that's not off of the wall.
It looks like it's made out of cheese.
It looks as good as, it looks as good as mine.
Yours isn't going to look like Swiss. It's going to look... 18, not like that. Well, 18, and you know,
yeah, that's over 20 years of full sun.
Did you have the same artist that I had, Austin?
That seems like every first tattoo is not very
well,
good.
Well, like Kurt said, you could never cover that up. Like you can
oh,
go
I'm never
it.
Going to. I'm
you
proud
there
of it.
Is, there is a certain beauty a of like not so good tattoos. Like there's like a.
I want to see what that thing looks like when I'm 80 years old.
There you go. There you
exactly go. How it looks now, just wrinkly.
No, like even more faded.
It's just like that.
It's just a blob.
Is that a mold?
Jar of stuff that you had in the freezer.
Yeah, an old peach and a jar of moonshine.
Very large.
When did you get a tattoo of the moon? 40 years ago.
Yes.
Well, what makes
1998.
It's an eclipse.
What makes it even better is
it's
like literally
moon.
His only tattoo.
Well, it's cool about like the blued, screwed, and tattooed look. Can you see like an old timer guy that like got a tattoo when he was like in like went to
Whitey.
Vietnam or something
yes.
like that? Like, and it's always
the
right there on their
girl.
Forearm. Yeah. Or you see the guys that have
the girls are the best because you know they were sexy when they were original, but like 50 years later, their
totally.
Boobs are sagging.
Dude, the old pinups.
85 years old. Oh yeah.
Well,
yeah,
what I like is like you see a dude on his forearm always have like an old school like traditional tiger done up, you know,
mm-hmm. or a big anchor.
Yeah, the anchor.
Yeah,
like, that's
like,
classic American mm-hmm. tattooing.
You're like looking at that guy and you're like, man, he's got stories, you know? And then you're interested. It's interesting.
He's like Popeye.
Let's let the next generation not forget about those tattoos.
Before we bought the resort, there was a guy that lived in one of the cabins. His name was Hans Harms. And he was a World War II vet.
Oh, wow.
And his forearm, he had a tattoo, literally looked like nothing.
Like blurry.
It literally looked like someone spilled ink on his forearm because that's how faded and bled and it was.
And you asked him what it was, right?
And
I never did ask him what it was.
But it literally looked like a huge birthmark. That's how like
well for the record,
that's how blurry and stuff it was.
A lot has changed in tattooing, and I'm not a tattoo artist.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. I've just
for
been
sure.
around tattooing.
But these are like in the base, like this is like in the what do you call it? Like in the ship.
Like our parents' parents weren't even born when he got this tattoo.
Well, a lot of it too is, if a tattoo artist is listening to this, like I'm trying my best and please write in and correct me. But I'm sure like then most of that tattoo has been blown out, which if you see like what a blown out tattoo is, it kind of has like a blurry look to it from the beginning. Like, and a tattoo artist can blow a line out when he does it. If he like does it wrong or different type of skin can blow out different. Like I have one on my finger that got blown out, and I think I blew it out from bending my finger after getting the ink laid into it. And I think because it didn't look that way when I first got it, and I'll show you what I mean, but see how that's like blurry,
the tip
like
of the diamond,
it's kind of like it's blurred together. I think I blurred that out or blew it out by doing that right after I got it, like looking at it.
Like maybe you didn't let it heal when it's like thinner skin and you're stretching it.
Yeah, it's just kind of like when you see none of my tattoos as of lately that are blown out because our guys are good. But like it was my old stuff when I got when I was 18. It's like the tattoo artist like didn't run the line a certain way. And I don't know what causes a blowout, but it'll just look like if you take a really wet, like you take a Sharpie on paper and you slowly draw,
how
it'll bleed
your
into
angle,
the paper.
Like the needle?
I don't know. Yeah, I would think, but I don't know exactly. But blown out lines are not good.
No.
And my guess is like those old timers have the tattoos already blown out to begin with, and it just blurs out from there.
Well, they did in the basement of a ship.
Which is badass.
The lighting wasn't real good or anything. But yeah.
That's what I mean. The guy's got stories.
Like solid blue ink.
My wife's got a tattoo on her back that she got a stick poke where they like tap in Thailand.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is blown out.
But it's badass.
But it's the story. It's that style. Yeah. Like it's an old. It's like a compass of some kind.
Mm-hmm. Also, when I see Sam next, I'm gonna be like, "Show me your back."
It's pretty.
Yeah,
rad,
and you'll see what he actually means. It's like turn it is. Around. It's blown out. You can tell it's totally like handmade. I don't even know how to.
It's just stick and totally poke. Two monks hold the skin tight, and then one does like the tap.
But
and
what a
and then
badass
goes through
story
it
and experience that would be. Yeah. I would have done it.
But also, it's not like fine line tattooing with detail. It's just laid in
it's
there.
It's the concept,
like,
the idea. Yeah. The experience
cool
that you're there.
Cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I don't know how we dove so deep into tattooing.
I don't either, I don't know. It's all about the story.
You know what it started with, like, being fearful of starting businesses and getting tattoos. It's kind of like.
It's a commitment.
Hand in hand. It's either fear or lack of support.
You got to jump off the curb.
Other than that, it's just bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
You're not supported or you're just scared.
Right. What else are you going to do?
Yeah.
Here's the
sit
thing
on your couch what, and eat bonbons and watch
what would the old timer tell you, Stuart, when you were growing up in hunting camp about people, trusting people, not trusting people?
Yeah. So it was actually a friend of mine's dad, and we were talking about Kurt showed me a picture of this guy being rolled by a leopard out of a cave. And I said,
oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, was this on Instagram the other day?
Yeah.
I said, okay,
yeah.
I just
and
saw
I showed Stuart yesterday.
I think I
night
just saw it this morning.
Okay, you're going to shit when he tells you this.
I said, oh, shit, that's my mate from school.
Like what?
A couple of years. I mean, that video is probably 20 years old.
Okay, I could tell that it was older.
Yeah, so I'm going, oh, shit, okay. And then we started talking about it, and you know, I know the whole story about it. And then I said, his dad was kind of where I'd, like, winter comes and we'd go hunting, and I'd go with the family, and they had a place where we had this cabin, and we'd go hunt, and I obviously shot my first animal when I was 12 with them, and we hunted and we did all sorts of stuff. And we were sitting around the campfire, and one day his dad, he says, he looks at me, and I had a nickname, and he looks over at me and he says, Toot! And I said, yeah, Uncle Chappie? He says, never trust a guy who doesn't drink, smoke, or swear. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that kind of just was always there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I saw a guy and you know, we've dealt with people that we call it the hide behind the cloth. You know, he's a Christian, but he's a cheat. Mm-hmm. You know, so they use the word of God and they hide behind it, but they're bloody thieves and cheats and whatever else it is. And I'm sticking my neck out here because I mean I'm a Christian and
there's people like that.
Yeah,
anything,
no, yeah,
yeah,
you're
you know,
good. Yeah.
And it was tough. And I go, and you're sitting around, you'll come and check in, and okay. He doesn't smoke.
You take it for what it's worth.
Yeah. Offer him a beer. Doesn't take a beer. Mm. And you sort of listen to see if he's going to cuss or anything. Like, he doesn't. I don't like you.
That's why we get along so well.
Hey, Stuart. Yeah, you like all of us.
and that's obviously we know that's like a generalizing term, and it's not full.
It's not everyone.
But no. I will tell you, I kind of go by this policy, and I can tell when people don't go by this policy because, like, we do business meetings. Mm-hmm. When I worked at John Deere, I'd say fuck in a business meeting because I'm trying to be transparent how I feel about things. And I'm not, like, cussing at anybody. I'm just talking how I talk. And I can look around. I'm like, oh, fuck. I said fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just brought the meeting to a halt because I was just explaining a problem that needs to be fixed for the better of what we're doing. I was like, yeah, man, the fucking thing right here, it's not fucking working how it should work. Mm-hmm. To me, that says it really needs fixed.
Yeah.
There's
a problem here.
Right now.
Yeah, and I'm not like, I'm being direct. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's a trustworthy quality in that. So if I meet someone and they got a shitty tattoo, and you can tell shit bags no matter what tattoos are not. You can tell, right? And I get a lot of shit bags have shitty tattoos. But you can tell when someone's like down to earth and straightforward with how they handle things and they cuss a little and they're honest and they have like a grit to them. They're easier to trust for me than someone who's like buttoned up, chin up too high.
And like, it's also pretty obvious.
Well,
I feel like if you're going to be that, if you're that person, you're the hardworking, honest person, like no bullshit. you can sense that for the other person.
Well, look
like,
at
you're
our...
going to do a transaction with that person,
yeah.
And it takes a screw up or two. Like,
yeah, you
we all have
out.
That. Like you said, we all have that tattoo.
Yeah.
But it's a growing experience to have that.
Well, let's break down the hunting industry. There's some dudes that are like, perfect. I only kill big bucks. Look at me. I'm tight knit. And then all of a sudden it's like.
And they got little hands.
Little hands. And then little hands. And then something shady comes out. And you're like, dude, you painted this picture of being like this person, of this persona. Mm-hmm. And what you lacked was transparency with your audience.
Yeah.
And now when you get exposed, it's way worse.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
i.e. the crisp brackets and that type of shit.
Yeah.
It's like, well I'm a Christian
science
now.
Science that like backs up people who cuss show higher intellect. Like I might be pulling that out of my ass. I don't know. But
I like it.
It's a sort of action.
A sort of action is like the perfect way to explain it, because people who cuss are smart. In layman's terms, for those of you that don't
I think they want to get their point across. So, you know, and I think it's fantastic that they do. I mean, you know, growing up in our era, you know, and listening to women cuss and all that, you go, fuck, are they common? You know, because
it's not very ladylike.
It's not ladylike, though.
In South Africa, like, is that a normal thing? Just curious.
It wasn't. But I mean, you know, but you're 100% correct where you go, you know, women do it. They have to. I mean, they've got shit that's built up. And by cussing, they get it out. Or they get that a point across. I mean, I cringe sometimes when I hear my wife on a call and that, and with her colleagues, you know, she's letting it go. And I'm going, okay.
Well,
I know she's a lady. She's, you know, married.
She isn't right now.
I married a lady. What the hell's going wrong here? But
she's got shit to do. Oh, well, we could all pick different words.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be shit, fuck, damn, and god damn it. It could be like, oh, fiddlestick. Oh, oh, sugar plums.
Yeah.
No.
Share
if you
timbers.
Say it enough, it will become a thing. You know, like, it's all on who you hang around. Like, hang around me enough, you're going to learn. All of a sudden, the F word's going to become a thing. Or, like,
it doesn't
you know, whatever,
have the same
but,
effect. Sugar plum does not have the same
effect. But if
effect
it became the common fuck. Household term, it would, let's be honest.
Yeah, I'm not using
my fucking mic.
I'm not using it either. No, but I'm just saying, like, yeah.
Huh, the fuck? Sure, SM7Bs aren't so nice after all.
Hey,
so.
Yo.
My mic just came off.
Oops. It's falling apart.
We're all right.
Oh, my God.
So don't cuss in your
mic. Oh, my God.
yeah.
My God.
God just came down and tried to break my mic. He's like, get the guy with the tattoo.
Oh,
he's trying to save
geez.
You from being canceled.
Yeah, he's like, he was in blackface in 94. By the way, I was 4 years old in 94. I was never in blackface.
Well, we don't know that.
It's pretty funny to say.
Because you were like, what?
When were you born?
Exactly.
90.
Yeah.
90s?
Oh. You never saw the 80s.
Oh, bless
I'm glad
your heart.
I didn't, man.
Oh, man.
No, the 80s were fucking awesome.
I was nine. My daughter's age.
I TP'd a bathroom at that age.
Hey, 90,
yeah, in 90, I TP'd a bathroom.
I do not know
94 was when the ANC government took over South Africa.
Oh,
and
shit.
And they fucked it up.
They fucked it up.
Damn, the 80s were good then for South Africa.
Yeah, we were good. I mean, I finished school in 88.
Okay, I got one for you guys then.
What school?
So,
college or high school?
Well, high school. Okay. I mean, we called schools colleges because the school that I went to.
You're smarter than we are, probably.
Well, I was in a boarding school, probably. and it was called Queen's College.
Oh, that's
so special. So our schools were called colleges. You know, it depends. Like St. Andrews College, Grey High College, you know, Selborne College. So all of the high schools are called colleges. Even actually the junior or the elementary schools are called colleges as well, you know, or a junior school.
Hmm.
And then we had like messing up the whole bloody podcast here, but just to give you an idea.
No, this is interesting shit.
No,
this
we're
BSing
yeah,
now.
I know this.
So we have like a junior school, and then we have a high school or a high, you know, a college.
Mm-hmm.
And a junior school is basically from grade 1 to grade 7.
Okay. That,
so we don't have middle schools. So when you from 1 to 7, when you get to 7, you're the man. I mean, you
top dog.
You're the senior now. You
like
got
12 years old, right? because like 12, 13.
Our school year start in January and they end in December, so it's not like here.
I remember you saying
yeah like, so it's not like here it's a half a year and a half a year, you know. So everything starts in January, ends in December, so you're based on a...
So there's no summer break for you guys?
No, we do. Oh, yeah. Well, our summer is November, December,
oh,
January,
got it. Sure.
So we have the we have the summer break. So
I was thinking what you were thinking, Kelsey.
Yes. Yeah.
So we have a six-week
I went through it all year high school, though. My high school was all year long.
Was it?
Yeah.
Really?
Like we had 2 weeks off every quarter, but I never had like a summer off.
Really? Yeah. So we had the summers, and that was the year break, you know, because obviously being Southern Hemisphere and that. But, you know, then you'd go to high school, and you a grade eight. And then you shark shit. You started from the bottom of the pecking order, and you kind of, you know, and growing up in a boarding school, you know, and you were in a boarding school, or a hostel, we call them, and you were a grade eight. You fucking hated it. It was horrible. You were, I mean, you had to do everything. You had to stoke the boilers for hot water.
So we're like hazing, status for the United States.
Yeah, and I mean, you never got hot. At that year, you knew you're never going to have a hot shower. Because it had to go to the seniors first because there was a pecking order.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and that's how it worked. I mean,
so as a senior grade 12, like it would be here?
Yeah, grade 12. So we called it standard 10, which was matric. So in the time I grew up, just to give you a quick idea, we had sub A, sub B, which was grade 1 and grade 2. So it was sub A, sub B, and then we had standard 1 up to standard 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So and we called our standard tens were called matrics. So we had our matric year, which was basically your senior year, which is a grade 12. And then we'd go on matric holiday because now you can drink, and when you leave school, you're 18 years old, and you can delve into alcohol and have a big summer holiday before you went to the military. You know, so, and we had to do military.
You had to?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was compulsory.
No, shit.
Yeah, so here we are.
I don't know that.
18 years old, boom, into the military. You could go to university.
Did the women have to do the military as well?
No, it was just men.
So what did they do?
They went to university.
Okay.
Yeah, or technicon or whatever it is to further their studies and obviously get a degree or a diploma and move on. And nursing schools, culinary, you know, all that sort of stuff. But, you know, men, you had to serve. And then when I was there, so in 89, we basically, I went into the military in 89, and our first year they said, okay, we're only doing 18 months because it was a two-year service. And we went, oh, shit, okay, that's cool. You know, so we were the last two-year intake, but while we were in there, they changed it to 18 months. So we came out in the middle of the year, which is it's a mess because our years start in January and in December.
Right.
They don't start in July or June. But I was fortunate enough I got into I did an apprentice as a plumber, so I could start with a company and then I landed up professional hunting soon after that and here I am.
How does that look now?
So, yeah, well,
how much has it changed?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, it's chalk and cheese. Okay. Yeah. It's
similar.
It's totally different.
Got it.
No, it's totally different.
Because I feel like we've seen those ebbs and flows as well. I mean, as far as how we grew up and going into, you know, we're in, you know, middle school is to you go to college or you go to tech. And if you don't, you're like, what is.
Look, I mean, there were a lot of kids that couldn't afford to go to colleges or universities.
Sure.
So we call them universities. So there was a lot of kids because we weren't subbed by the government. Our parents paid for schooling right from
the start, really.
First grade all the way to 12th grade. So there was no, and then obviously being in a boarding school, they had to pay for all that sort of stuff. So we were never funded. Your parents found the money to send you there. So our government paid.
What if they didn't? You just didn't go and that's what it was? Or
No, you couldn't not go because, I mean, obviously it was drummed into you that, you know.
You had to do it. And
well, no one that goes to school will survive and have a job. You'll become poor. And remember, when we grew up in that era, we've had very low unemployment. So I think, and I'm up for correction on this, in 1994, when the ANC government took over our country, I think we had I think it was a 12% unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
We are now sitting at 50%.
Holy shit.
And it's not by choice.
No.
There's just nothing. You know, the big corporate companies. So the ANC implemented this BE, this black empowerment stuff, mm-hmm. which they had to employ, the big corporations had to employ black people to work for them. And anyway, we're not going to get into that whole thing, but there's a massive problem with unemployment. And when the ANC government took over our country, they pretty much, we're going to make this free and fair for all South Africans. Mm-hmm. We're going to create jobs. We're going to do this. And they haven't delivered. I mean, it's like any corrupt freaking government.
So, I mean, I may be sticking my nose out here on this whole deal, but I feel like I graduated in 2003 from high school. And I feel like maybe a year or so after that, but the promotion of trades businesses was not.
I still don't feel like it's that great.
No, yeah. I was it saying it's not. Pushed. It wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, back then, when no
we,
way.
When yeah, we, yeah. When I graduated, it's like, if you're not going to a university, you're going into the trade school. And yeah. You're like, and the trade school. But you're just like, that's okay. Like, what was our trade school called?
I went to Tennessee RTC? To learn how to do neon. I have no idea.
No, I don't.
Yeah. I love that. I love that.
Whatever. But for trades, it was just like that. And then I couldn't get into do this, but it was still, it wasn't like anything you really, like there was nothing to be ashamed of,
right?
But it wasn't like promoted to going even 4 or 5 years after that. Was anybody talking about the tech school, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, we got, I to got trades, pitched
like,
it.
Okay, who's going to, if you're all going to be entrepreneurs or you're working big corporate companies, who's going to be your plumber in like 10 years?
Yeah.
People don't think
who's
going to
be your Jeez. Everything?
They'll be getting paid like doctors.
I can't
soon.
Build a house. Yeah. Exactly, because your parents never pushed you into something in school because they were friends with you.
It was always on our radar a little bit.
Oh,
but like,
God, it's so annoying.
Like, I hated school so much. I'm like, I don't want to go to college.
I settled.
But I was like, I have to.
I settled.
I was never going to go to college. I mean, it wasn't for me. I was a tradesman. I grew up hunting. I wanted to be a hunter, but I knew I could never be a hunter, you know, without doing something and getting. So I badly wanted to be a plumber. So my big thing was to do a trade, get my ticket, and then build up a business and buy a big game farm. That was my dream.
Yeah,
have a big game farm, raise animals, get foreign hunters to come in and hunt them, and all that.
How
sort of
How dare you?
Like so, it's pretty much hustle to do what you had to do to then do what you want to do.
Push that button. That
here I went to Winona City. Let's find him again for being too honest.
Every time I hit those buttons, I always hit the wrong one.
Stuart, pour yourself shut. Finding
I can't even hear what just happened, so I don't know if that was the beep beep one.
It was the wah 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 wah. Okay.
So when I was going into college or whatever, I graduated. My mom worked at Winona State University, so she had 27 credits paid for a year. So I stayed at Winona State, and I just kind of settled with a major, and I went to graphic design and marketing. Yeah. But what I wanted to go into architecture. You know, first I wanted to go into like psychology, but I knew that was like crazy, but maybe not now. But architecture and building
teaching kids
and construction.
How to not be
kept. Yeah, no, I would love to just be the person to like lay it out and put on the hard hat and like just.
Yeah, inspect the boulders.
Cripes, would I be living a different lifestyle right now if I went with that? But we are right now. So it's like,
do you feel like now?
Chose the poorhouse.
Here's what I think, because like, you know, this is working class boner. Yeah. We're talking about work life related shit. But we also are the show. We can do. I love this BS stuff because we just do whatever we want.
We fall down a lot of rabbit holes, don't we?
Yeah, but it's fun though. Like, it's just organic, and that's the best part about
these ones.
And it's awesome because you know.
you start finding out.
Because, heaven forbid we're big dreamers and we want to work harder.
Well, this is it.
We're drinking
our asses off and we go, fuck, okay, that never happened. All right. Yeah. So I'm working on my first million. Well, that didn't happen. I'm working on my second million now. So hopefully something will happen. You
well,
know?
I just love, because like, I want to be the podcast and then I want to get back into our BS session because I'm having a great time. But
yeah.
Like, yes, we talk about hunting a lot. Sometimes I just want to be able to just be a podcast that we're hunters, but we're also doing what you do in hunting camp.
Yeah.
This is what the conversations you have.
Right.
Hunting camp.
Like, yeah. We're in hunting camp right now.
What leads you to hunting camp? Like what got you here? What got you to this tent?
Yeah, because just like work ethic and whatever else. But
what did you think about while you were riding your horse all the way back here in 4 hours?
Jordan and I have been
12 miles on a horse
the last 3 days, and a lot of these conversations we brought up tonight, we've already went over them.
When you hunt with people, man... You talk about everything.
You get to know everything about them.
Like Stuart and we hunted, we talked about fucking everything.
I mean, we had hours in those blinds, so we just, I mean, we never slept, I don't think.
Yeah, I wasn't sleeping, so Stuart had to talk to me.
Stuart's like, God, go to bed.
Yeah, sleep, you fucking dumb American.
Here, have another beer.
Shut your dumb mouth.
Yeah, just give me 5 minutes. I mean, the one time we're sitting there, and I looked over at Kurt, and I see his eyes were dropping and he was catching fish, as we call it. And I thought, I think this is the perfect. And I shut my eyes and it was funny. My head fell forward. It pulled me right out of my chair. I almost fell on the ground.
He put you to sleep.
Yeah, I was like, woof, and I almost fell out of the chair.
I think you got a fine for that.
I did. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, everyone else is sleeping. Stuart's like, that must be nice. I got this fucking one dickhead in camp that doesn't
sleep. They're all talking about sleeping. Yeah, they're all talking about how long they slept for.
I think our guide was asleep more than he was awake.
Dude, I sat with you one time and I was like.
Was he sleeping though, or was
he
just
you know what?
He was sleeping.
Okay, so here's the thing.
He had COVID, I think.
And when Austin and I got back from Africa, we tested positive for COVID. So that's Yeah, so we were in a bad way. So I'm like, that's why I felt off, you know? Like, the day that Kurt, like, when you went out with Austin that last day, I was, like, seeing stars and stuff. I was not well.
Oh, wow.
That's fun.
So, So we slept a lot.
Yeah, right. Well, hey,
I
didn't at all. I don't do it. But I sleep, but I just not when I'm hunting. But I get it, though. What
I get a nap or two when I'm hunting.
Yeah,
what
I gotta sleep.
Who here, like, all right, we're talking work type related stuff now. Who actually has a degree? I know Doug has a degree.
I got one at the age of 37.
Tilt that mic towards you a little bit. Drop it a little lower.
Sorry, you're sharing.
Congrats.
So thank you. I got a degree at the age of 37. I had two kids by then.
And what?
I'm a nurse, RN.
So what's your degree?
Associates.
Okay.
Took me 2 years.
Yeah,
easy
bitching.
Money, right?
What's your degree in, Doug?
I got associates in, I remember, science, and then a bachelor's in mechanical engineering.
Dude.
Damn, you're smart, dog.
Mm-hmm. That was not a good
time.
No
one knew you get all this pussy.
That was a hard time for me. College was not fun.
Oh, college is the worst, and I didn't go to
a real
college.
Did you take a profession after your graduation?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do for a living, Doug?
I am a civilian for the military.
Oh.
Yeah, that's very vague.
I can't talk about it.
Okay. Doug, is the government spying on us?
Yes.
No.
I'm here for your help.
Next question.
I'm from the government. I'm here to help you. Next question.
Here, I'll nod for you.
Kelsey, what's your degree?
No comment.
I have a Bachelor of Arts in Graphic Design and Marketing.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
From Winona State University, which the major required less the credits for graduation. So as I piled on the fourth year going, and I still need to come up with like 6 more credits because my major does not require the amount for graduation.
Mm. Jordan, you have a
I used to hold the flashlight for my dad and I lived through it.
Damn, that's a degree right there. Yeah.
With a second major in bullshitting.
Did you say fuck?
He's a double major.
What's that?
Grab the fucking wrench.
Sorry, we're sharing. So you held the flashlight for your dad. Did you ever say fuck and not get in trouble? I gotta know. Did you drop something?
I was pretty.
I feel like you didn't.
I was a good boy. Mm-hmm.
I think I introduced him to the
Jordan and I are very similar.
I was raised to not act like the truckers that were walking through the front door.
I was not raised like that. Sorry.
Yeah. I am a trucker, basically. Austin, you have a degree.
I like truckers. Don't take me the wrong way.
Oh, dude, truckers are some of our biggest listeners.
I grew up in the trucking industry, and I love truckers, but I don't know. I just had a lot of examples of how not to act.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean.
How not to piss them off.
When I was a kid.
Exactly.
We're picking up what
it's a job now. I've thought about, like, long-haul truckers. And I'm like, I wonder what that is like.
It looks fun for a couple days.
No.
If I wouldn't have met
them. It'd be cool to do it for a year to say you did it.
Oh, yeah. I passed them. I've even just going down, like, we are Hayward. Like, we don't leave 45 mile radius for Hayward to come down here. I'm just like, you know, you're on the interstate and you're passing all these truck drivers and you're just like, oh.
What's
are
it
you,
like?
Are you capped on what you're doing for speed? You know, you have all these questions.
Some dudes like, are loving
have
it.
Have you been driving for 8 hours? Do you have to pull over in 5 minutes to, like, so-called sleep for 3 or 4 hours, like whatever their required sleep time is now for their logs? And I only know that because of Jordan. Worst. Like, that only happened.
Only do 11 now, I think.
Yeah, it used
I would probably be that trucker trucking and listening to your podcast
if
I didn't meet Kelsey.
Truckers are our most hardcore dude.
No, literally, we'd go like
shout out to
Jordan's
the truckers.
Parents own Jordan's grandparents own the diesel repair shop and stuff, and Jordan's mom and dad worked there and they were like the managers or whatever, but we'd go down to Winona and then we'd hang out with his parents and we're on vacay. So we're like, hi, how's it going? You know, you're at work. They're like, hi, I need to work up, like do these work orders or whatever. And then you have some truck driver come in or driver come in.
Yeah.
And like, hey, what's going on? And they're like, hey, looking at you. And
well, think about it though.
Jordan's mom's like,
think about it.
They're not super excited to be here. Yeah, something's broken.
They're there because something's broken. Like, you know, like you're having problems with your truck. You're not happy.
Yeah.
Hey. Like,
oh my God, I'm so happy to see you guys again. My transmission just fell out.
You've got to pay us.
You know?
It's great, isn't it?
Oh, I'm service on the side of the interstate.
I'm 6 grand
send
behind
me a bill.
Now. I'm so happy to see you guys.
And I'm 2 days behind on my drop off. So that's Jordan.
So when I was a kid, I wanted to be a truck driver in America. Mm-hmm. It was like.
Really?
The thing. First of all, I wanted to be a cowboy.
Yeah?
Who doesn't want to be a cowboy?
The Wild West, like a lure?
As a little boy, I wanted to be a cowboy. And then some guy just blew up my whole life when he went, there's no such things as a bloody cowboy. So then I thought, well, fuck it. I'm going to go be a truck driver in America.
Mm-hmm.
Drive those big-ass trucks. I like that.
Miles on them.
Was the American West, like, persona, like, a pretty, like, big influence, like, in other countries that you've seen, or?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, because my dad used to have this bookshelf with all these cowboy novels.
Oh, really?
And when I could read, oh, damn it. I mean, that was the only thing I read. And everyone says, oh, you fucking never read in your life. Because I'm dyslexic and I'm...
Yeah,
I read the shit that my eyes don't tell me that's actually there. But anyway,
so it's
like it became something that, like 6-7 years old, all I wanted to do was, be on a horse, you know, drive cattle, you know, just be a cowboy,
right?
Rope them and the whole workshop, and then
you'd be on Yellowstone right now.
Exactly, and I was like, at about I think. 3 or 4 years later, somebody said to me, there's no such thing as cowboys anymore in America.
There is.
Well, yeah.
I know there is. I mean, you got to come here and experience it. I was devastated. I think I moped around the farm for like 3 weeks.
Because just crushed.
I was miserable after that. And then I thought, oh, fuck it, I should be a truck driver then.
In America,
I want to go to America and become a truck driver, you know?
I can't remember. I think it was one of my teachers I had when I was in school. He said he traveled, like he was in, overseas somewhere. And he said someone like obviously knew he was an American, like how they were like, oh, you're American. They went, did the Western like double pistol thing. Cause that's like how they knew the States as it's like, oh, the West, the Wild West. It's like, the Wild West is a cool fucking era. Like, that's my favorite era of, like, everything. I don't know. There's cowboys. Trey's a cowboy. There's cowboys out there.
Yeah, there's lots.
Jordan and I both love in that early 1900 status.
It's a dope era.
Oh,
yeah.
And all the shit.
It's cool for...
Let's be honest, we're all in the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It wasn't so cool for some people, but... Pretty cool thing about now.
There's one thing about I've met a couple of guys down West Texas and all that sort of stuff, and well, all over Texas. And you know what? Not one of those fuckers is fat.
No, dude, no, they're always burning calories.
Because they never had preservatives.
I mean, those bastards, I'm telling you right now, the softest part of those guys' bodies is their teeth. It's like ridiculous. I mean, they don't have an ounce of fat on them, and you look at this guy and he smiles at you and you go, yeah, those are going to fall out, but the rest of you's not good.
That's great. I listened to a really cool podcast on the way out to Wyoming for when I went to go back to elk hunt with a rifle. There's a really cool like comedy, but like real. It's called Time Suck with Dan Cummins. He's a comedian and he's covering real shit, but he's also being.
He's very intense.
Dark comedy. It's intense, but it's great for road trips because it keeps you awake.
I need one for tomorrow, so I have to follow that. I have a 7-hour drive home.
He like talk screams at you.
Oh, yeah, it's exciting. But he did one. I can't remember the title of it. I downloaded a shit ton of podcasts for our flight for Africa, and it was about the real life Lone Ranger. Was actually, they think the real life Lone Ranger was, there's a lot of black sheriffs in that Western time day. And it was about, I'm drawing a blank on his name, about how he was a famous black sheriff, like cowboy in that era. But because of the time frame of like the persona and the racial, you know, just like tension, they basically painted him as not being a black guy and repainted him as a white guy in like the show and stuff like that, but the real life Lone Ranger,
another rabbit hole,
they believe it's fucking interesting. But there's a whole subculture about the Wild West with the other culture that you don't hear about because mainstream entertainment media didn't paint it that way.
Yeah.
So when I just learned so much about like real American culture through his podcast. I'm like, this is a whole pocket of interesting Western shit that people don't even know about. But his great grandson is in it. NHL hockey player now.
Really?
Let me see if I can just find it real quick. And I don't know
what is it? I would have thought, I mean,
Subban.
You know, you look at the, you know, the real Wild West and the cowboy days and all that sort of stuff.
Bass Reeves.
I mean, you look back at that and say, wasn't that like 1600s, 1700s, 1800s?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, there weren't slaves around then.
When did it end? God, I should know.
So
1800s.
Yeah.
18,
like Lincoln.
No, that
one. No, it was later than that, wasn't it?
Lincoln, I think, was like the guy who signed. Fuck, we're ignorant, man. But no, it's in that time frame.
1800.
Here, I can look. I have Google right here.
I'm an idiot. 1860.
Oh, Ryan Reeves. It's probably the hockey player you're thinking of.
Yeah.
So that's why it's, you know, for me, I mean, I don't
1865.
Know.
1865.
Yeah, I don't know enough about, you know, American history, you know, only being here a couple of years. So it's like hard to go, all right, you know, we see something totally different. So, you know, obviously.
Ryan Reeves?
We knew about slavery and coming from Africa and all that sort of stuff. But we never ever thought of a cowboy as you know, a black guy, well, whatever mustache. It is.
Yeah.
But. You know, the more I get to know it, the more I actually there was. You know,
yeah. Look at this is Bass Reeves right here. This
old
photograph. That's a mustache, Doug.
Holy shit, Doug! He whoops your ass,
dude. How cool is that?
Yeah, he cleans you up, Doug.
That's some culture you just don't hear about.
Mm.
That podcast is pretty good. I recommend that. It's the podcast is called. If you guys look up Time Suck and you want to hear what we're talking about. It's Time Suck's 300 podcast, 300 episode. Bass Reeves on acid tripping in the Wild West. So the host does drop acid, and then he talks about it. And then he
kind of gives me anxiety a little bit.
That guy, host?
The host.
And you listen to him.
It's
right?
Cool because he drops acid at the beginning, and then he has to. He's reading his script because they do like deep, deep, real research. And you hear him start to like kind of lose it. He's like, I can't read the word. I can't this. And you can tell he's losing it. And then it cuts. Really and he's like, good. Okay, it's the next day. I had to cut it. So then he continues. It's hilarious.
His information is good. He's super intense and he almost makes my heart palpitate.
He's intense.
Yeah.
But man, he's fun. He's fun.
He'll keep you awake for sure.
Okay. We'll have to hook that one up for tomorrow then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Doug, how about those vines? Got one yet?
Doug, I already gave one out.
Doug, you're quiet today.
Yeah, Doug's.
I know. I'm tired.
Grow up.
Perk up, buttercup.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
I had 3 hours of sleep last night.
She keeping you up or what?
We podcasted till midnight last night. Yeah.
So you got up at 3 o'clock in the morning?
I had to work.
Oh.
I got the kids on the bus.
I'm working class. Oh,
I got one on the bus.
You got one on the bus.
Yeah,
some of us have to work.
Your daughter was sick today, wasn't she?
She was.
And she's feeling a bit better now?
She's better. She's going to the Dells now. Hey. The Kalahari Resort that's not the real one.
Not the proper Kalahari.
Not the real yeah, one.
With the red sands and...
Jordan, when are you done hunting?
I don't know.
On the 23rd. 24th.
Couple days, I guess.
When the deer's...
Oh, here?
Oh, yeah, you're talking here. Yeah.
So, Kelsey, we've already decided Kelsey's spending the night tomorrow.
Yeah, well, as soon as we're done here, Austin. I'm going
to
turn my...
leaving.
It's news to Jordan.
I'm going to check my...
Austin.
Yeah. Austin.
I'm always the last to know, buddy.
No.
Yeah. What's the weather looking like?
Well, I looked at the weather before we started.
Next
here
3 days.
Rain, warm.
Wait, we're talking about my weather first.
I'm trying to make a prediction for him.
Let me help you. Let me help you out.
Weather's going to suck.
I think
tomorrow.
I want to hear Doug's prediction.
Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah,
go ahead, Doug. You've been quiet.
So what do we got?
Doug, you got the
floor. It's going to be mid-40s and rain. Rain.
Don't like that.
Solid rain tonight. Chance of rain tomorrow.
Okay.
Shit's getting real.
It's under the wire.
Yeah. Shit. Trying to help you here.
I didn't see rain. I mean, I saw what was supposed to be. It should have been raining already.
We've been staring at it.
Yeah, it's 100% chance tonight.
This is
Dan on the TV here in the studio.
Like this evening.
That's Dan raining. Reading the podcast. That
I did not know it looked like that.
No.
Yeah.
That's your new look.
He ran about 600 yards, turned up, and fired. The first shot grazed the horn of Reeves' saddle. The second cut a button from his coat. And the third.
I don't like that.
What is this?
It's a podcast. This is telling about.
Yeah, I don't.
Reeves jumped from his horse and.
No.
She'd be murdered 3 years
later.
I like his shit. Whoa, there we go.
What?
The words won't hold their shape.
The words won't hold their shape.
The dude's on this acid.
He's getting nope. He's getting warm.
Oh, my God.
Look at his freaking eyes.
Whoa.
Ah, shoot. Hey, guys. It is the next day now.
I got a shirt on.
The rest of the story is going to be a little more cohesive. I know the first part, I don't think it was too bad. But after what you just heard, before I just pop back on here, I couldn't read. I literally, the words would not hold their shape in the screen.
How about that weather, Leah?
You drank too much, boy.
Man, that's that like tripping acid stare was creepy. Mm,
so I like him. He's got a destiny on.
I just took you guys to like to where the podcast falls apart.
Okay, I can't do it. I'm not there.
British because they colonize.
What's that?
All ants are British because they colonized.
Ah, fuck.
and it's a cross stitch. So is that what you do when you trip button. Acid? All of a sudden you're like, thread down. Da, da, da.
It's not that funny.
Canceled.
Our crochet is a lot better than that.
We got a great one at the studio.
Nancy could do better.
All right,
no,
sorry
we
about
might
that.
Have a,
the disrespect.
We'll see what the sleepover status is like for tomorrow.
Are we finding real quick?
Jordan hunting and Leah and I hanging out.
And me and Kelsey are going to drink wine until he kills this goddamn deer.
Well, let's close this podcast out with some vines.
I have a 2 to 4 inch snow. This was
lucky. I got you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Who's going first?
Finds Kelsey will be too hungover to drive home.
Leah, you go first.
I'm going to find Kelsey if she doesn't stay with me tomorrow. How about that?
Uh-oh.
Is that for now or for tomorrow?
Forever.
It's a pre fine.
Is that a forever fine?
Is that you and me
Daddy's
then?
Daddy's got a new place to hunt.
We're moving in. Now you got all this time.
Anglers is going to the shithole.
It wasn't.
It's going to the shithole if you don't show up in August.
We're ending it now.
We'll talk. I might be in Africa.
I know. We'll have to figure out a different date.
I have to get my ass back.
Let's just get it. We have to figure out a time, though, to
now
get you guys up.
We have to hand out a fine.
Austin, you got a fine?
To all the boys that didn't speak too much.
I can't think of one right now.
It's a goddamn shame.
I'm going to pass out a fine to Jordan if he doesn't stay to kill that deer. Damn, why don't you have one? What's going on?
It's right here.
Glug, glug. Two shots of vodka. God damn, is that empty?
Wow.
How did do we drink that whole fifth of Fireball?
We sure did.
8 people here.
Well,
still.
Jordan.
Okay. Stuart, you're up next, buddy.
Love Leah.
All right. I'm quite pleased how engaged these ladies have been and seen that
I was dished out a drink for
not for much. Having too much, for having more fun than what Sorry we could offer.
It's like, oh shit.
Sorry for being an asshole.
It's all good, buddy. We are good.
Something that I'm going.
Also, I'd love to see you again.
And it was like
in shit. Wisconsin or in Africa.
Yeah, it was like, not my fault that these beggars came to Africa. And I didn't know about that this.
I'm sorry you offered them too good of a deal or whatever the situation was.
Have you got some?
It's empty. No.
I already drank it.
We drank it. You got to drink
it. Okay, so I can't. Okay.
Okay.
All right. You, Curtis?
I'm going to find...
Just look who's got drinks.
I know I am looking.
Doug for that beautiful mustache of his and the... things that he uses to make that sound.
I'm gonna find Doug.
Or did we do that already? You did that.
Yeah. I'm gonna find him again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For what?
There's no limit.
For not finding your deer right away. Ouch.
Who found it for him?
The crows.
Oh no.
Damn. Now I feel bad.
Rough out here.
Find him back.
Wrong pipe.
Why is it spicy?
It's a little
spicy.
Also, you are winning the chip bet as of now, still.
I'm disappointed.
Oh, you wanted him to eat it.
Yes, because he thinks ketchup is spicy. Like,
tip that mic towards mama there, daddy. Come on.
Doug thinks ketchup is spicy, and I wanted him to eat the chip. I think
it's just something that Eric made up, but it sounds good.
Well, I honestly, ketchup. After seeing Eric eat the ghost pepper...
I think Eric's like, dude, what? That ghost yes. pepper's hotter than that chip. I'm like, I don't think it is, bro. I don't think it is.
But that pepper and some other pepper is on the chip.
Doug, you passed up a jalapeno popper.
I would tell you this, that chip, when you eat it, you have to chew it, and it gets all over your mouth with that blue dye. There's a blue dye on it.
Against the cream cheese?
I think Eric's going to have a hard time, man, if he has to eat that chip.
My seven-year-old would eat that.
Huh? The chip?
Well, no, the jalapeno popper. The
I put a jalapeno
time.
Popper in my ass. In the
You call this spice?
I saw people call 911 over these chips.
Yeah, I'm not eating
it. Well, they didn't actually call 911. The other person did.
Wait, I'm not eating it.
You're talking about you get wet. What are you going to do with that popper?
I've heard of the kids ass chugging vodka, but we're going down a whole new rabbit hole here.
I know what I say. I just fucking comes out.
You know what's another
out.
Thing? Like people will soak popper. Like tampons and yes. alcohol and stick it yeah. up their butthole.
Yes.
Yeah, those people deserve to fucking die.
Total PSA. I'm not recommending that.
Have you done it?
No. Other people
Sounds
have
like
done
a good
it.
Time, though.
They're like, I've done it. Don't do it. It's a bad idea.
As a nurse, I would recommend that you not do that.
Put this in your salad.
Please
mouth.
Save
Drink
us
a little more.
Yeah,
Mark.
Please save
Get
us
fine.
Drink a little more Thank before you, you do it.
Be I'm just normal. Saying.
I didn't know that was still a thing.
One time. Oh, I can't tell the story. Never mind. Okay.
Move on. Next question.
Yeah. It wasn't as bad as it sounded like it was going to be, right? I just didn't want to tell it. Okay, I find. Okay, so it's your turn.
Who do we got? We got three left.
Austin. Yeah.
Me and nice. Stuart's got one.
And Austin, yeah.
And Austin's got one.
For the boys that haven't had a fine in
eeny,
this moment.
Eeny, miny, mo.
Catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. Oh, that tiger got you. You're dead. Anywhere. Drink.
What's a fine, Doug? Come on.
I'm going to find Austin.
Oh, for what?
Just for showing off that beautiful tattoo.
Oh.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
For bragging?
Yeah. That's pretty
for
cool.
For flexing.
I was about to say it's part of the flex.
You didn't have to do that.
By the way,
that wasn't very humble of me.
People love the dough flex. Or
yeah.
the...
Yeah, and we know Austin's not on steroids.
They really run when he shows them that eight ball.
No, dude, Austin might be shooting steroids right in the eight ball. That's why that tattoo looks like shit.
He's got some scars.
So many holes in it.
Just the one spot.
Yeah, he's like, damn, you're toned, bro. Me and Liver King over here. Just
oh, God.
Putting me on the same level as Liver King now.
Hey, listen, dude, you're more trustworthy.
That's true.
You didn't lie to the country. He did it for men's mental health. Kelsey, what you got?
# cancel culture.
Dude, 94, man, blackface. I'm sorry, dude.
Oh, man. You guys covered it all here.
I've been apologizing already.
Yeah, otherwise I'm just going to go deeper.
Hold on. Stuart and Kurt have a shot.
All right. Yeah. All right. Anyone? Gain, gun.
Anybody got one for me?
We got two. There's two left.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Stuart.
Okay, I'm gonna find you again.
We're saints, Stuart.
Both of you. You get to do one together.
Okay.
For canceling on anglers and taking them to Africa and probably roping us into Africa someday soon.
I like it. Hey, hold on. Stuart, you know what I'm going to do? Because we've been fined for this.
Someday.
I'm going to take this negative fine and turn it into a positive.
It is a positive. It is a positive. We're going to be joining you.
Because we killed some big shit in Africa, didn't we, Stuart?
Yeah. I'll have more.
Did you
catch any muskies?
We cannot be mad at you.
No muskies?
No.
Didn't catch any muskies?
Killed some big sable.
All right.
But you know what, Kels? Now you have to go to Africa.
I know.
It's amazing.
Whoa.
I did wake Kurt up one day and I saw him. He was fighting something on his bed. It's like, and he was reeling in and pulling and reeling in and pulling. I think it was a muskie.
It was. It was that dick muskie.
Oh, my God. That dusky.
More like a bluegill.
Yeah, it was a crappie.
It was a bluegill.
A little white crappie in there, man. Ripping lips, baby.
Sam, I love you so much.
Playing with your big old dusky.
Dude, you haven't left me yet. God. What's up? You know?
Would have thought it would have turned into this.
Yeah.
Hey, start your own business.
We're just doing
talk about
we do.
Some weird stuff, but it's okay.
Closing thoughts. Anybody want to throw something out?
I do. I just want to say that even though we kind of bounced out on you guys for Anglers, you guys have an amazing business. I highly recommend that you guys go to Anglers. They have great pizza, great family environment. We've been there.
Good ice cream.
Hell of a milkshake. Great.
Hell of a milkshake. Yeah. Don't ask for it.
Boy can mix, man.
Don't say you way didn't too bounce. Expensive. That was excusable.
Way too expensive. Don't
you get discount those friends.
You get the WCB discount. Say, I heard you on Working Class Bowhunter. You get a free ice cream alcoholic drink when you show up to Anglers and say, I know Working Class Bowhunter.
Anglers Haven, and pull back and let go. And you guys are amazing. I love you.
Second one is just double the price.
Sorry.
Two for the price of three.
Yeah. But no, I second that. And you guys are the shit. And we appreciate you coming on and what you do.
That means a lot.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I do. You know, it's wonderful being involved in an organization like this and meeting all these wonderful people. And, you know, when Sam introduced Kurt and I and he brought all the guys over to Africa and the ladies and I'm starting to meet everyone else, you know, that is involved with this. It's just the shits. I mean, I never thought I would be involved in this type of thing, chatting, experiencing everything, telling everybody, sharing. It's really, and you know, kudos to you guys. I mean, this has been fantastic. I mean, both of you has been awesome. I mean, just meeting you guys. I met, you know, Jordan yesterday, and obviously I think I know who the boss is now, but, you know.
What? No. What? I just keep us out of jail. Yeah, Jordan keeps us open. Let's be honest.
But just meeting you guys. But meeting you guys has just been, you know, I never thought it would get to this, you know, and this has been fabulous, you know. So thank you all and thank you, man. Kurt. Thank you, Kurt. You know,
appreciate it.
You're part of the team, man. Whether you like it or not,
yeah.
It's been awesome. Thank you. Nice meeting you all.
Yeah, you as well.
Yeah, well, I'll say this. Doug, do you want to say anything before I fucking blab out and close
thanks
her
for coming, guys.
Thanks for having
and me. Check out their clothing.
The whore drawer coming soon. Oh,
coming to a trade show near you.
Iowa, March 3rd?
Iowa. First
weekend of March, whatever that falls on. And actually, I think it's the 4th, 5th, and 6th. Third, 4th, and 5th.
Just look at the
my
calendar.
My birthday is on
it's on the calendar.
Friday.
I don't know. Anyway, whore drawer, pull back and let go. If you don't have some soft, lacy bralettes,
bring it on.
Do better.
Well, maybe we should just chat.
Yeah,
tomorrow. I like this. This is good.
Tomorrow.
It's coming again.
And then we're going to have a party.
Tomorrow over bloodies because I'm going to be snowed in for the
Hilton
drive.
Bar every night.
It's going to happen.
During Iowa.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Hilton.
Yeah.
I think. Maybe not.
Gave away
no.
fucking spot.
Why no, do that?
And
no,
that's where we stay. That's where we stay every year.
And I'm not going to edit this. So, no, thank you guys so much. It's been the shit. It's going to be a good time. Stuart, you're the man. Thanks for coming up.
You guys appreciate the time. It was cool. First year. This is fun.
That's what podcasting's all about, right?
Yeah.
Now. Yep. Cool. You know what to do. Thank you for being here. Thanks for the support. You know what to do. Again, go shoot your fucking bow. We love you. Peace.